钥匙可以让你听见神的声音。
The first key is what?
第一个钥匙是什么？
Stillness. Second one.
比动作。
Vision. Third one. Spontaneity. Fourth one. Journaling. Let's say them all together.
好，再一起来讲一次，来。
Stillness. Vision. Spontaneity. And journaling.Turn to somebody who looks friendly and tell them that with the hand motion.
转到旁边看起来很友善的那个人，跟他再讲一次，来，彼此对讲一次。
Amen. Some PowerPoint. If you've got it, say I've got it.
只要你已经领受，你就说我领受了。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of those four keys should you use at one time?
那一次你要听神的声音，一次要用几把钥匙呢？
Four. If you use all four at one time, what will happen?
那一次四把钥匙都用上，会发生什么事呢？
You will hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Is it a money back guarantee?
这是不是免那个把保证退费的，退费的保证是不是？
Yes.And who gives you the money back?
谁会把钱退回给你?
Singing Waters. All right. We've learned so much.
好，我们学到很多了。
Page 17.
好，十七。
18. Page 18.
十呀 ，18 here.
Yep.
十八页。
Key number three is to look for vision.
所以第三把钥匙，你要寻求有意象。
We're going to say that the key that unlocks the door to the inner world is dream, vision, and imagination.
所以要打开这把钥匙，这把钥匙要打开的就是要有意象、意梦。
When you say something's the key that unlocks the door, you're saying it's very important.
所以你只要看见那个门是锁着的，要需要钥匙开，那表示那很重要。
So I've given you a list of 400 verses on vision.
所以我就给你超过400节经节在那边是关于有意象的。
How many think that's important?
所以找这是有多重要呢？
What do you think you should do with those 400 verses?
所以你想你对着这400节经节你要怎么办？
Memorize them.
啊，把它们记背起来。
Now, if you couldn't memorize them, you could read them.
那背不起来吗？好吧，那你就读一读吧。
I would like you to read them all through.
我希望你们把这四百经节都读过。
And I'd like you to pray this prayer.
而且我希望你们有做这样的祷告。
Holy Spirit, how do you want to use the eyes of my heart?
所以你要祷告说，圣灵告诉我如何让我使用内心内里的眼睛。
You can put that prayer in the margin if you want to.
若是你愿意的话，也可以把这样的那个祷告文把写的划线下来。
Jesus, how do you want to use the eyes of my heart?
耶稣，你要我如何使用我内心的眼睛？
How do you want me to use the eyes of my heart?
你要我如何使用我内心的眼睛？
I did not know the answer to either question.
若是你要知道这答案或这个问题，
Because I had never explored vision in depth.
因为事实上呢，若是你不求的话，他不会将这样的一个奥秘要显示出来。
Tonight I want to share with you the answer the Lord gave me.
所以我今晚就要跟你分享神给我的答案是这样。
On the top of the page, we have four verses.
在那个这一页上面有四段经文。
Would you read the first one?
Yes. 第一段经文在民数记十二章六节，耶和华说：“你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。”
He said, "If there's a prophet, I will give dream and vision."
他说：“你们当中若有先知，我必定给他异象。”
He didn't say I might do it. He said I will do it.
他说：“我可能会。”他是说：“我必会。”
I consider us a prophetic group of people.
所以我在乎的就是愿意有启示性的一群百姓。
So he's promised to give us dream and vision.
所以他应许要给我们异象异梦了。
Now the next verse in my translation has the word imagination in it.
所以我下一段经文我祷告出来就是必须要我的解释出来就是必须要想象力。
It says, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people.
好，耶和华我们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神啊，求你使你的名长存这样的一个想象力，坚定他们的心归向你。
Is imagination in your translation?
No thought, mine.
Ah, in the thoughts, okay.、
Mm.
All right, let's go to the next verse.
好，下一段经文。
Read the next two verses together as a group, please.
好，那大家一起来念这一段，请。 耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，我有看见父所做的，子才能做，父做子也要照样做。
Do you read them both or one?
Just okay.
One. Just one, that's okay.
Yeah, just one.
All right, so the Bible says that Jesus could do nothing unless he saw the Father doing it.
所以圣经说，耶稣除非看见父神做，要不然他就不做。
How often is Jesus seeing vision?
所以耶稣到底有多常见到异象呢？ Always. 是随时。
Is he our perfect example?
他是不是一个最完美的榜样呢？
How often should we see vision?
好，既然他是我们榜样，我们应该有多常看见异象呢？
Always.
I had only seen one vision in the first 10 years of my Christian life.
在我前十年的基督徒，最初的前十年的基督徒生命中呢，我只见过一次异象。
So I was nothing like Jesus.
所以我跟耶稣一点都不像。
So I repented for not using the eyes of my heart.
所以我就悔改说我没有用我内心的眼。
And I said, Lord, I want to learn to see vision all the time.
所以我就悔改说祷告说神啊，我愿意重新学习，随时都见到异象。
And I encourage you to pray that prayer also.
所以我要鼓励各位要做这样的祷告。
Let's read the next verse.
好，我们再一起读下一段。
Read it together, would you?
好，请。神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
So we're in the last days.
所以在末日呢？
Did he say he might give us dream and vision?
他说他可能会给我们异象异梦吗？
No, he said I will give dream and vision.
他说我要将异象异梦给你们。
Amen.
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 So if you and I are not seeing dream and vision,
就是你我没有见到异象异梦。
Is it because God's not sending it or because I'm not receiving it?
那是因为神没有给我们呢，还是因为我们没有去领受呢？We didn't receive.
I'm not receiving. I repented because I said, God, I've not been looking or asking for vision.
所以我必须为我没有求耶稣让我能够领受异象异梦来悔改认罪。
I believe Protestants have an inner vow against vision.
所以我也相信说我们的内在誓言会抵挡掉那些异象异梦。
When we left the Catholic Church, we did not like their use of imagery.
所以在离开这样天主教系统之后，就是说马丁路德离开天主教，就是那个宗教改革，我相信他是拒绝了这些。
We saw all the statues in the church and we said that's idolatry.
我们看到好多的雕像在那边，我们说这是偶像崇拜。
And the Bible says thou shalt have no graven images.
所以那圣经告诉我们不可以有形体的像。
And so we made a vow, no images in our approach to God.
所以我们的内在誓言呢，就是说我们不再有任何的关于跟神有关的那些像都不准要。
There's a fruit to that vow.
所以这样的一个内在誓言就产生一个结果。
And the fruit is this.
那结果就是这样。
You can look at any systematic theology book written by a Protestant.
所以你可以看到所有那系统神学里面写的书。
And you will find they omit any reference to dream or vision.
所以那边完全没有提到任何的异象异梦。
1/3 of the Bible comes from dreams.
所以你看圣经里面三分之一都在谈到关于梦。
And a systematic Protestant theologian ignores it all.
但是整个系统神学却完全的就是故意要忽略到它，忽视它，否认它。
You can go to almost any Protestant church.
甚至你可以到任何一个改革宗的教会里。
And find that they do not offer a course on dream interpretation.
所以你会发现他们根本不提到关于异象异梦的事。
What gives me the right to rip 1/3 of the Bible out and throw it away?
那我有什么权利要把那个整个圣经三分之一就把它丢掉呢？
I believe it's a non-godly belief and an inner vow.
所以我相信这是不合神心意的一种内在誓言。
The ungodly belief is all use of images is idolatry.
所以这不合神心意的这样的一个是这个誓言呢宣言呢是完全是进入事实上也进入偶像崇拜了。
The inner vow is I will not use images in my approach to God.
所以这内在誓言就是说我在追求神的过程绝对不要有任何有形象的东西。
Turn forward about 3 or 4 pages.
再翻三四页过后。
Page 24.
Okay. 24页。
It'll be a chart like this. Page 24?
This one?
Nope, another four. Keep going. page, this one right here.
Okay,
what page is
24 it? 24页, 中文的24页,
24. On the bottom of page
24. 中文也是24页.
Bottom of page 24.
好,在下面, 24页的下面,
people say, what is the difference between idolatry and imagery?
所以在偶像跟, 一个形象到底有什么样的差别?
How can I make sure I'm not worshipping a graven image?
所以我如何确信自己不是在崇拜一个形象呢?
Because we're painting scenes and looking at pictures in our mind.
所以我们画画的时候就把这画面印到我们的意念里了。
Where are the boundaries? What's right? What's wrong?
那到底界限在哪边? 哪个是对, 哪个是错呢?
Here are 7 points of distinction between a graven image and imagery as I teach it.
所以在这边我七项就在列出那这两边之间的差异。
The first question is, who authorized the image?
第一个问题就是谁赋予这样权柄,有这样形象的?
Under idolatry, it's man who authorizes it.
那假如是偶像,从偶像的部分呢, 就是人自己去把它赋予权柄。
They authorized a brazen, a golden calf in the wilderness.
所以在旷野中,那百姓就自己塑造金牛犊来崇拜。
They worshipped that calf and got in trouble by God.
就是这样来拜那个金牛犊就惹来神的怒气。
Under imagery as I'm teaching it, it's God who authorizes the image.
那在我所教导的,在那个画面影像的底下呢, 是出于谁? 是出于神。
In the Old Testament, God authorized an image.
所以在旧约里面呢, 神不断地用这样的画面来出现给他的百姓。
He said, when you come into the Holy of Holies to meet with me,
所以他说,当你进到至圣所来跟我相遇,
He said, I want you to kneel before this Ark of the Covenant.
所以他说我要你跪在这个约柜前面。
It's a chest.
就像一个盒子。
It has a golden cover on it.
在上面有些那个金纯金的覆盖。
On top of that cover are two carved angels.
那在上面呢有两个遮蔽的天使。
The tips of their wings are touching.
他们的翅膀往上扬起来, 而且两边翅膀, 两天使的翅膀连接在一起。
And they're carved out of gold.
然后这个连接的那边也是金的。
He said, Moses, you come and kneel before this.
他说,摩西你要跪在这之前。
And I'm going to speak to you from right below the tips of their wings.
我就要在这两个翅膀交接的那一处来对你说话。
Well, that's use of imagery.
所以这需要有一个想象力吧。
This image focused his heart before God.
所以这样的一个形象呢, 就是在表达出神的心。
If God was opposed to imagery, he could have left the room empty.
若是神真的是不要人有这样形体的话, 他可以让这至圣所是完全空空的。
So God is not opposed to the use of imagery.
所以神不拒绝要有这样的一个形象。
The purpose of an image is it focuses the heart of man. The purpose of an image is that it helps me focus my heart on God.
好,为什么神,反而是神让造出这样的形象出来呢? 是因为要人心可以专注在这个部分。In
the New Testament, we have a different image.
那在新约有不同的形象。
Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
所以耶稣是那看不见的神的一个形象。
The Bible says we fix our eyes upon Jesus.
所以圣经就要我们定睛在耶稣身上。
So in both Old and New Covenant, God ordained images.
所以在整个新旧约里面,神呢是自己按立了有这样的形象。
I am not afraid to use an image to focus my heart upon God.
所以我一点都不害怕用一个形象来帮助我能够专注在神身上。
Many Christians in my culture are afraid to use imagery.
在我的文化里面,好多基督徒很害怕用这样的形象。
I do not like fear.
我不喜欢那种恐惧害怕。
I do not live in fear.
我也不要活在惧怕中。
I go find out what the Bible teaches.
我要找出圣经的教导。
And I do it.
那我就照着这么做。
And if all the New Agers in the world do it, I don't care.
我不管新世纪在这世界上他怎么去做，我不管他。
If no New Ager does it, I still don't care.
我就算没有这个新世纪来混淆，我也不在乎。
I only care what the Bible teaches.
我只在乎的圣经怎么教我们。
Some books are written this way.
有些书呢这么写。
They say, look, Eastern religion does this.
那他说,你看,东方的宗教这么做。
New Agers do this.
新世纪也这么做。
And therefore, we don't do that.
所以呢,我们不这么做。
I say that's backward reasoning.
我说这是很糟糕的一种推论。
I do not poll cult groups to find out what I do.
我没不是因着外面来审断我是怎么做。
I don't care if every cult group in the world does what I do.
我也不在乎世界的那些异端他们怎么做法。
The Bible nowhere says poll cult groups and then do the opposite.
所以没圣经并没有说我们看见异端怎么做，我们要做跟他们相反。
I believe that's backward reasoning.
我相信这是最糟糕的一种理由了。
And I do not utilize that kind of reasoning at all in my life.
而且我一生中全然不要用这样子的推论方式。
And I do not accept books that use that kind of reasoning.
而且我也不接受任何一本书本用这样当作理由。
The second point of distinction is, what is the goal?
那第二个提出来的问号呢，就是说，那目标是什么？
In idolatry, the goal is to worship the idol.
在偶像部分呢，他这个目标就是要敬拜那偶像，崇拜偶像。
In imagery, as I teach it, we are not worshiping this picture in our mind.
所以在我们的教导里面，这个形象呢，不是要我们来敬拜这个形象。
I may picture Jesus on the screen inside my mind.
我可以在意念里面想象那耶稣。
But I use that as a stepping stone into divine flow.
但是我用它来当作我踏脚石，来进到跟神的相遇。
If I paint the first scene of Jesus and I together,
若是我第一次就画出来，我跟耶稣在一起。
I call that godly imagination.
那我称这个是合神心意的想象。
And my Bible says, hide the word of God in the imagination of your heart.
所以在圣经里面，原文就是刚刚我们读的那个，他说要用你的想象力把这样的目标定住。那我们翻译成心思意念的那句。
So I'm not afraid to paint scenes and hold them in my imagination.
所以我不在乎是把画出这样一个画面，而且立定把它定抓住，成为我一个立定的目标。
I use that painted scene to focus my heart in on God.
我用这样的一个画面，让我心可以完全的定向神。
And then I tune to flow.
那之后再调节我的流。
I say, Holy Spirit, would you take this scene over?
父，我就祷告说，圣灵，你将这样的画面完全的掌权。
And the Holy Spirit takes it over.
那圣灵就真的完全来掌权了。
And the scene comes alive, and Jesus gestures and does things.
所以这个看见呢，就突然活过来，耶稣真的在这边带着我。
And I'm watching flowing pictures and listening to flowing thoughts.
我就看着这样子流这个流里面的画面，我就开始去听见，在我意念里面去听见这样流的一个画面。
When the scene goes through that transition,
所以这个看见经过这样子的一个转化之后
，and when it comes alive with a life of its own,
那成为是一个活出一个活的东西，活的部分。
It is no longer my godly imagination.
就不再只是我合神心意的。
At the point it comes alive, it becomes a vision.
所以这个成为一个生活出来的一个情况画面的时候，这就成为一个意象了。
And it's flowing with the life of the Holy Spirit.
那就你在圣灵的流里面了。
So in a way, I'm priming the pump.
所以我试着要能够这样子能够跳进去的情况里。
I'm seeking a vision from God.
所以我是在寻求神的意象。
I'm painting the first scene.
那我要画出一个我要第一个要看见的画面。
I'm inviting the Holy Spirit to take it over.
然后之后我请圣灵完全的掌权。
And he does.
那他也这么做了。
And it comes alive and becomes a vision.
然后他就整个活过来的时候就成为一个意象了。
So the first part I call godly imagination.
所以第一个部分我称它为合神心意的想象。
And the second part I call a divine vision.
然后第二个部分我就称为那神圣的意象。
I suspect that happened for many of you today.
我也期待今天要发生在各位每个人的身上。
I painted a scene of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee.
我那时候就画一个画面，就你跟耶稣单独的走在加利利湖旁。
I want to ask you a question.
我现在问你们问题咯。
Did that scene come alive in your mind?
在你的意念里面，这样的画面有没有活过来呢？
And did Jesus do some things which you did not anticipate and I did not describe?
那你有没有接着看见耶稣开始动起来的是你参与在其中，那是我没有去描述的那个部分呢？
If that happened, would you say amen?
若是也有发生这样情况的话，出现这样情况，你就是说 amen。
Thank you.
谢谢各位。
What happened is what we just described.
那我们在这么描述的当中是要因为要发生什么事呢？
So our goal was not to worship the image that I painted.
所以我们的目标呢, 不是要去崇拜我画出来的那个形象。
Our goal was to use that image as a stepping stone into divine flow.
所以我们是要用这样的画面, 画出来画面, 成为踏脚石, 进到那神圣的一个目标。
The next point of distinction is the action.
那下一个要问的就是他那个行动。
Under idolatry, the image remains dead.
所以偶像的崇拜呢, 终归是要到死亡。
With what we did, divine flow was prompted.
那我们做的呢, 是那个神圣永流要被激发出来。
The next point is the prayer.
第下一个呢, 是祷告。
They pray to the idol.
他们是向着偶像祷告。
I do not pray to the idol.
那我们不向偶像祷告。
If I paint a scene of Jesus and I do not pray to that scene.
所以我只要画出一个画面是我在跟耶稣祷告，那个我不是在对这个画面祷告，我是在对耶稣祷告。
As that scene comes alive and Jesus begins to talk to me, I'll communicate with him.
所以在这个画面里面，这个整个画面活过来之后，那我在跟耶稣谈话，是我耶稣在跟我谈话，我在跟耶稣谈话。
The next point is the purpose.
那下一个就是目的。
Under idolatry, they worship the thing.
所以在偶像的部分呢, 这个目的呢, 是来崇拜东西。
My purpose is to use the image to focus my heart.
那我的目的呢, 是我用这样的画面, 要把焦点放在耶和华面前。
I believe that pictures are part of the language of the heart.
我也相信这样的画面也是成为心中的一种语言。Whenever
the Bible uses the word imagination, it says imagination of the heart.
所以常常圣经里面提到那个想象力的部分, 它常常提到是说你心的想象力。It
never says imagination of the head.
从来没有提到说是你大脑的想象。So
pictures are not a head thing, they're a heart thing.
所以画面呢, 不关乎大脑, 是关乎你的心。
If the Bible says, if I pray and do not doubt in my heart,
圣经说你若祷告而且心完全没有怀疑,
so that means I need pictures that have been given to me by God.
那意思是说这个画面必须是从神而来的。
This is important.
这是很重要的。
When God created, when Abraham was a man of faith,
当亚伯拉罕成为一个信心之父,
he was the father of faith.
他是一个信心之父。
He demonstrates how faith is birthed in our hearts.
他想表征出如何从心中生出这样的信心。
The first step is God spoke a word into his heart.
第一步呢, 就是神对他心说话。
I'm going to make you the father of many nations.
我要让你成为, 众国之父。
I believe faith begins with God speaking a rhema word in our hearts.
我相信信心的产生就是因为神对我们的心讲出那瑞玛的话语。
The second thing God did for Abraham was this.
那第二个神对亚伯拉罕做的事是这样。
He gave him a vision.
他给他一个意象。
He said, see all those stars.
他说你看观看天上的星。
You're going to have that many children.
你将拥有这么多的子孙后裔。
And the next verse says, then Abram believed.
然后下一句就说, 亚伯拉罕就相信了。
That's Genesis 15 verse 6.
那是在创世纪15章第6节。
So faith was a direct result of a picture given by God.
所以信心呢, 就是因为神直接给我们这样的画面来产生出来。
If I want faith to move mountains, I need two things from God. I need a spoken word in my heart. I need a picture in my heart. And then I incubate that.
然后之后呢, 就整个融合出来。
I hold it and look at it and look at it and look at it.
我就紧抓住, 而且不断地看着这个画面, 看着这个画面, 看着它。
And I speak it forth as he tells me to speak it forth.
然后我就讲出他要我讲出来的话。
He says to Abram, I'm going to change your name.
所以他说亚伯兰，亚伯兰，亚伯兰，我要改变你的名字。
He said, I want you to say, I am Abraham.
然后我要你开始讲，我现在是亚伯拉罕。
The word Abraham is father of many nations.
亚伯拉罕的意思是万众国之父。
So after he'd held the vision inside for 14 years,
在他这样在那里抓住这个意象40年之后,
he said, release it by speaking.
然后说现在用话语把它释放出来。
And out with his breath came spirit life.
所以这样子的讲出来之后, 就气息出来, 就释放出生命。
Because breath and spirit is the same word in the Hebrew.
在这个希伯来语呢, 那个, 气息, 生命的气息是同一个字。
And all that divine energy was released with his spoken words.
那这个神圣的一个能力呢, 就因着话语被释放出来。
I am Abraham.
我是亚拉, 亚伯拉罕。
I am the father of many nations.
我是众国之父。
At that point, he has zero children by his wife.
但是当那时候呢，他太太没有生一个孩子。
He spoke what he saw in the spirit realm.
他说出来的是因为他在意念里面看见那个属灵的部分的画面。
And within 1 year, it was birthed.
不到一年，那孩子就出生了。
So those are all steps to birthing a miracle.
所以这都是每一个要生出那个神迹的步骤。
A rhema word, a vision from God.
有一个瑞玛的话语，有从神来的意象。
I ponder it, speak it, and act it.
然后我在里面激发出来，要讲出来，释放出来。
That's what I know to do to release a miracle.
这是我知道能够释放出神迹的步骤。
The next thing is the attitude.
然后下一个就是他的态度、心态。
Under idolatry, they were stiff-necked and proud.
那在偶像的部分呢，他是硬着颈项、骄傲的心。
That was not our attitude this morning.
那不是我们今天早上该有的心态。
We were humbly seeking the face of God.
我们是谦卑的寻求神的面。
And finally, the control issue.
然后下一个就是控制的问题。
They try to manipulate God.
他们试着操纵神。
And we're just watching God in action, seeing what He's doing.
那我们只是说看着神的行动，我们就照着他所做的。
So that's some of the points of distinction between idolatry and imagery.
所以这是关于在偶像形象、偶像化跟属神的形象这两边的差异。
Let's go back a few pages.
我们再往回几页。
Page 20.
二十页。
Defining different kinds of vision.
不同形象的定义。
I'll give you five kinds of vision.
我给你们五种这样的形象的定义。
Number one, a spontaneous picture on the screen inside your mind.
就是在你的思想意念里面自然出现的一个意象画面。
If you've had a person's face flash across your mind, would you say amen?
若是你曾经这样不经意在脑海里面出现一个人的脸面的脸的话，有这样经历过这样情况，说阿门。
Amen. That's one kind of vision.
那是其中一种形象，那个意象。
Number two.
第二。
A spontaneous vision while you're in prayer.
所以在祷告时候自然流露出来的一个画面。
You're asking God to show you something.
你求神说启示给你一些东西。
And a picture flashes across your mind's eye.
那有一个画面就从你的意念闪耀出来。
If you've had that kind of vision, say amen.
那若你曾经有过这样的意象的话，说个 amen.
The third kind of vision.
第三种。
Is seeing a picture outside of your mind.
就是在你自身以外，在你的意念以外看见的一个意象。
You can write down 2 Kings 6:17.
是可以列完记下
6:17.
六章十七节。
Elisha's servant looks outside one morning.
以利沙的仆人有一天早上从在外面看。
He sees enemy chariots surrounding the house.
他看见敌人的军队环绕他们家。
He said, "Ooh, this is depressing."
他说哇，这实在令人沮丧啊。
Elisha said, "Open his eyes, let him see."
然后以利沙就说，打开他的眼，让他能看见。
When the Lord opens his eyes, what does he see?
当神开他的眼，他看见什么呢？什么？
Chariots of fire.
那就是看见那个火马火车。
Between him and the enemy chariots.
就在他跟那个敌军的当中的之间。
That improves your perspective considerably.
那实在是能够印证很多的这样子的信心。
All fear is replaced with faith.
所有的惧怕呢，就被信心完全的替代了。
I can handle today.
我今天可以这么做了。
Did anything out there actually change?
所以那个你的行动也跟着改变了。
No.
会吗？
What changed?
什么会被改变呢？
His perspective.
他的怎么讲？那个视觉，他的视觉也会，他视觉部分会被改变。
He could see in the spirit what God was doing.
意思就是说，他已经可以在灵里头看见神要做的事。
And he turned from depression to ecstasy.
所以呢，他就从在沮丧当中转换成为是积极的。
So when you and I can see in the spirit realm, we will not be depressed.
所以若是你我能够看见那灵里头景象的话，你我都不会有沮丧了。
God's in control, making things happen.
神正掌权，他会让万事发生。
Number four.
第四点。
Let's go back to number three.
好，先回来第三点一下。
If you have seen a vision outside of your head, would you say amen?
曾经你见过在你的意念以外的意象的话，请你说个 amen。
Amen. Maybe an angel or a demon or the wind of the Holy Spirit or fire.
若也许是一个天使，也许有邪灵，或者是看到什么这样的火啊，什么那样子的，就是你自身以外的意象。
If you've seen that, say amen.
曾经见过这样的意象，说个 amen.
Okay, some of you have.
有些人有哈。
Number four.
好，第四点。
A vision while in a trance.
就是在恍惚状态中出现的意象。
You can write down Acts chapter 10.
你可以写下《使徒行传》第十章。
Verses 10 to 23.
十节到二十三节。
God puts Peter into a trance just before lunch.
在吃中餐之前呢，神给彼得这样的意象。
He lowers a white sheet from heaven.
他看到天上降下一块白布。
There's unclean animals on the sheet.
白布里面呢都是那些不洁的动物。
He tells them to eat the animals.
神叫他说吃这些动物。
Is this literal or symbolic?
这是真实的还是只是代表呢？
Symbolic.
是一个代表。
He's actually telling him to do what?
他事实上要叫彼得做什么事？啊？啊？
Receive the Gentiles into the church.
就是要接纳在教会中的外邦人。
If you, some of you have had a trance-like vision.
有些translate.
A trance vision.
有些人有在恍惚中见到的意象。
You're knocked out cold on the floor.
你就那时候是
You're slain in the spirit.
好像你的灵里头是恍惚的。
And while you're laying there, God gives you a trance.
那你就躺在那边的时候，神就把这意象给你。
If you've had that happen, would you say amen?
你曾经有过这样的意象的话，讲个 amen。
All right, a few, two or three.
少数哈，两三个人有过。
Visions are not real. Trances are not real common in the Bible.
那这样子的恍惚惚中的not.
They're not common in the Bible.
所以这样恍惚中的意象在圣经不是常常出现。
And they're not real common today.
在今日也不是非常常常的出现。
But they are biblical and they are acceptable.
但是它也是符合圣经里面也是可以接受的。
Number five.
第五点。
We can have a visionary encounter through a dream.
我们可以借着经历到的梦来遇见的意象。
Acts chapter 16.
在使徒行传十六章。
Verses 9 and 10.
九到十节。
God gives Paul a dream.
神给保罗一个梦。
He's been wondering where to go on his missionary journey.
他还在想说下一次宣教旅程要往哪里去。
He was forbidden by the Spirit to go to Asia.
圣灵已经拦阻他要往亚洲去。
He goes to sleep that night.
所以那一晚他就睡觉了。
He has a dream.
他就有个梦。
A man from Macedonia is motioning to come over.
有一个从马其顿的人就这样过来。
He gets up and says, God's talking to me through the dream.
所以他就起来说神在梦中告诉我。
He acts on his dream and goes to Macedonia.
所以他说在梦中呢神要他到马其顿去。
If you've had a dream that you felt came from God, would you say amen?
你曾经有过这样的梦你觉得是从神来的你有过这经历说个 amen。
Amen.
Amen.
Dreams are very common in the Bible.
所以梦在圣经中是很常有的。
And they're very common today.
今日也是很常有的。
If you want God to speak to you through dreams, He will.
说是你想要神透过梦来跟你说话的话，他会的。
You could say something like this.
你可以这么说。
How about if you repeat this after me?
那你要不要跟着我做这样的祷告呢
？God, I believe in dreams.
你说神，我相信异梦。
I ask you to speak to me through dreams.
我恳求你在梦中对我说话。
I will put a journal next to my bed.
我会把它记录下来。
I will write down the dreams as you give them to me.
我要将你给我的梦写下来。
And I'll ask you for the interpretation.
我会请求你来为我解梦。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Now that prayer will make a big difference.
这样祷告之后，你会发现你很不一样的。
You have just told your heart you're taking it seriously.
所以你已经对着你的心说，你很认真在对这一件事了。
And you've said to your heart, when you have a dream, please wake me up.
所以你已经在讲了，是说，当我有梦的时候，你一定让我醒过来。
Your heart will respond to that.
你的心会来回应你这个祷告的。
And it will wake you up, and you'll recall the dream.
所以它会摇醒你，让你记得住那个梦。
By putting it on a notebook next to your bed.
你要在你的床边放一本笔记本。
You are telling your heart you take it seriously.
所以你要告诉你的心是我很认真在看这件事。
And you're saying, if you'll wake me up, I'll write down what you give me.
你要说，你若让我醒过来，我就要把这个梦给写下来。
You'll recall several dreams every week.
所以也许你几乎一周里面有几个梦你都可以记得住。
And God can help you interpret the dreams.
那神就帮助你能够解这个梦。
On our website, you can download 20 free pages on dream interpretation.
在我们的网页里面，你可以那个免费的 download 下来，有20页的关于如何解梦。
And maybe someone can translate that into Chinese.
也许有些人可以把它翻译成中文。
We don't really have time tonight to go into principles of dream interpretation.
所以今天真的没有时间来讲关于解梦的一些原则。
Okay.
好不好？
Do you want to work on? Do you want to do one dream of mine?
你要不要要知道我其中曾经做的一个梦
？One dream
啊，一个梦。
I had this dream the day after I began to journal.
这是我有这个梦呢，是在我开始写下这样记录的隔天。
And when I went to sleep that night,
那个晚上呢，我就去睡觉喽。
I put my journal next to my bed.
我就把我的笔记本放在床边。
And I asked God to speak to me through a dream.
我就请神在我梦中来对我说话。
I had not recalled a dream for 9 months.
我有九个月呢，还是记不起那个梦。
That act of putting my journal there and asking for a dream, I got 3 dreams the first night.
所以那个。You mean the first night? You mean the second day, the first night?
Yeah, the day that after I finished
okay,
that
yeah,
night.
Yeah. 所以那个晚上呢，神给我三个梦。
Okay, so the first dream, this is what happened.
那第一个梦呢是这样。
I had a new job.
我有一个新工作了。
I was the caretaker of a house.
Caretaker 是就是一个房子的 caretaker 是什么工作职分
？I was responsible to clean the house.
Okay. 我是负责来那个清理房子公司的负责人。
I was going up the stairs.
我必须要上到楼梯。
Into the bathroom.
要进到那个卧房。
I was coming back down the stairs.
然后从那个楼梯要再走下来。
And I was riding a horse.
然后我就骑着马了。
Now that's a very difficult.
哎，这很困难的梦。
Is this dream... okay, so what is this dream saying?
那这个梦到底要说什么呢?
The dream says I have a new job.
这个梦告诉我说我有一个新的工作。
So I ask, where in my life do I have a new job?
我说在我生命中我有是不是有个需要一个新的工作?
I had just begun to use journaling and vision.
我才开始使用这样的一个记录还有意象。
That was my new job.
这就是我的新的这两个就是我新的工作。
The dream indicates this new job will take me up a flight of stairs.
所以这样的异梦呢，会开始带着我走上楼梯。
Which symbolizes journaling can take me to a higher place in God.
意思是说我做这样的一个记录会带着我往上到神的更高处。
I'm riding a horse.
那我接着骑着一匹马。
It indicates I feel very awkward about what I'm doing.
所以在那整个梦里面，我好像看起来我在做的好像很古怪。
I'm not comfortable using vision and journaling.
我对这样的记录跟那个意象呢，异梦呢，我不是很舒适。
I'm more comfortable as a theologian.
你知道，只要要逻辑思考，我比较自在一点。
But if I'll stick with this, it'll take me to a good place in God.
所以，但是我若这么做呢，神，这会带我到了神。
When we get there, we're going to get some cleaning supplies out.
所以当我到达那个地方呢，会有一些清理的工作，清洁工作。
What does that symbolize?
那代表什么呢？
God's going to clean up some areas of my life.
所以就代表神要来洁净我生命中的一些领域。
And he did.
他也这么做了。
In my journal, God told me over and over, Mark, love your wife.
然后在我的记录里面呢，神一次又一次告诉我说，马克啊，你要爱你的太太。
I said I'm going to just as soon as I fix her.
然后我说我将会爱他，只要我先把他处理好。
He said, "I didn't say to fix your wife."
我但他就说我并没有要你去把你太太先处理好。
He said, "I told you to love your wife."
我告诉你是说你要爱你太太。
He told me 50 times in that year to love my wife.
他那一年就这样告诉我50次说我要爱我太太。
He didn't want me trying to change her.
他没有要我试着去改变我太太。
He didn't want me pressuring her to become more like me.
他也没有要我去那个给他压力，叫他更像我一点。
He said, "Mark, I made her different from you."
他说马克啊，我创造她跟你是不一样。
You honor her just the way she is.
你要照着她的本相来尊重她。
My wife said her marriage improved greatly when I began to journal.
我太太就说呢，当我开始做这样的记录之后，她发现我的婚姻的情况比较好了。
Because I learned to honor her as a person.
因为我开始学习尊重她，也是一个个体，不一样的人。
All of your interpersonal relationships will improve if you journal.
若是你开始做这样的记录，你会发现你们的那些关系都会改善了。
That includes your children, your spouse, and the people around you.
那包括你的孩子，包括你的配偶，包括周围环绕你的人，你们之间的关系都会改善。
All right, so that's one dream.
好，这是我其中一个梦。
All right, let's go to the next column.
好，那我们进到下一个。
It says principles for becoming a visionary.
好，叫建议项的原则在右边，二十页的右边。
If you say, "I would like to learn to use the eyes of my heart,"
你若是说我愿意学习用我内心的眼。
What can I do to begin?
那一开始我可以怎么做呢？
I'd like to give you 5 things you can do to begin.
那我要给你五件事可以让你开始。
Number one, you make it your goal to become like Jesus.
那第一个，你要做一个，你要定一个目标，就是说你要像耶稣。
Jesus was a constant visionary.
耶稣是一个持续一直坚持要看异象的人。
If you're willing to make that a goal, will you say Amen?
若是你愿意做这个目标的人，说个 Amen.
Amen. Without a vision, we go nowhere.
就是没有异象，我们无处可去。
With a vision, I can go someplace if I apply some effort.
若是有意向，我就愿意实行的话，我就可以走到某个地方去。
So here's some effort, some things we can do.
所以就带出一些影响，是我们可以做一些事了。
Number two, we begin to look for vision.
然后第二点呢，我们要开始寻求意向。
Habakkuk said, "I'm going to keep watch to see."
哈巴谷说，我要继续观看神对我要说什么话。
He's looking for vision.
他在寻求的就是意向。
So I never even thought to look for vision. I never used to look for vision.
我过去呢不习惯看异象。
But now I look for vision all the time.
现在我随时寻求要看见异象。
When I first looked for vision, here's what happened.
当我刚开始要寻求看见异象的时候，你知道发生什么事吗？
I saw black and white, unclear scenes in my mind.
我看见我意念里面有黑白分明的那不洁的意的罪。
And my brain said, "That's not really a vision."
然后我的大脑就告诉我，哎，那不叫做异象。
I said, "Why not?"
我就说，哎，那为什么不是异象？
It said a vision's got to be like Damascus Road.
那叫异象呢，应该是像大马士革路上那种才是异象。
God knocks you down and you go blind for 3 days.
神把你推挤到路上，然后让你三天看不见。
How many know that's one way to get a vision?
多少人知道这是其中一个得意象的方式？
But it's not the only way.
但是不是唯一的方式。
Jesus was seeing vision all the time.
耶稣随时都看到异象。
He wasn't falling down all the time.
他也没有随时都从马的上面掉下来啊。
He wasn't going blind all the time.
他也不是每次看异象都得要三天瞎眼不见。
He was standing and receiving pictures.
他是站在那边领受那个画面。
He was ministering out of those pictures.
然后就照着这个画面去服侍。
That's what I want to do.
这也是我想要做的。
My brain said, "I still don't think that's a vision."
我大脑还是告诉我，哎，这个不该叫做异象吧。
It's black, it's white, it's not very clear.
那是黑白的，不太清楚。
I said, "Well, who asked you anyway?"
那反正我说谁会这么要求你呢？
My brain said, "I don't have to be asked."
然后我的大脑就告诉我，你不必去要求。
I rule in your life.
我就在你的生命中掌权。
I said, "You used to rule."
我说你大脑，你过去是在掌权，没错。
Because I used to worship rationalism.
因 为我过去不断的就是来被那理性来掌权。
But I have dethroned you.
但是我已经让你贬低了。
I believe Christianity is heart to heart, not head to head.
我现在用基督的心对心，不是头对头。
My brain said I believe that.
所以我大脑说我相信啊。
I said, why don't you go memorize some of those 400 verses on dream and vision?
那我就说大脑，你去把那400个经节背起来，然后要看去看一些意象。
My brain said I would love to do that.
我大脑就说好吧，我愿意这么做。
Because my brain loves to memorize scripture.
因为我的大脑很喜欢去记忆背东西。
It got done doing that and said you might be right.
那也许神要你这么做，也许是对的。
Here are some verses I made my brain memorize.
所以有一些经节呢，我就要我大脑去把它记住。
1 John 5:14-15.
约翰一书五章 14 and 15.
It says if we ask anything according to His will,
若是我们照着神的心意而求,
He hears us,
他会听我们,
and we have the request we've made known of Him.
我们所求的神就必听。
Is it God's will to give you and I dream and vision?
所以神的心意是不是就是要你我能够有意象呢?
It is.
是不是? 是的。
Acts 2:17 says it is.
是使徒行传二章十七节说是的。
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Sons and daughters shall prophesy.
你的儿女必说预言。
Young men shall receive visions.
少年人要见异象。
Old men shall dream dreams.
老年人要做异梦。
I know it's God's will to give me a dream and vision.
所以我就知道神的心意就是要给我异象异梦。
So if you and I pray and ask for a dream revision,
若是你我照着使徒行传这样的祷告要有异梦。
Are we praying according to His will?
那我是照着他的心意来祷告咯。
Amen.
是不是 ？Amen.
Do we know that He's heard us?
我们知道他，我们知不知道他在听见我们的祈求呢
？Will we receive it?
我们会领受得到吗
？Yes.
是的，会的，当然。
If we ask for the Spirit, will we get the Spirit?
我们若是求圣灵，我们会领受到圣灵呢
？Yes.
是不是
？We will not get a serpent.
我们不会领受到是蛇。
So I said to my mind, "You will believe that."
所以我就对我的意念说，你要相信这一点。
The Bible says it.
圣经这么说了。
You'll believe it.
那你就要去信。
If I've asked God for a picture,
若是我恳求神给我一个画面
，and a picture lights on my mind,
那画面进到我的意念里
，do I have every right, biblically speaking?
我是不是有权利说这必须要每句话都是圣经的字句
？To believe that picture came from God.
来才能相信说这个画面是从神来的吗
？If I do say amen.
若是你觉得是合圣经的这么意念的，你就说 amen.
Amen. And I said to my mind, "You will believe."
然后我就告诉我意念说，你会要相信的。
And it said, "Okay, I'll believe."
好，我的意念就说，好吧，那我相信。
I became adamant and said, "You will not doubt the word of God."
所以我就开始加上去说，你将要 you will not doubt.
You will not doubt the word of God.
所以我就对我意念说，你不再怀疑神的意念。
The Bible says I will receive the Spirit.
圣经说我将领受圣灵。
The Bible said I will get dream and vision.
圣经告诉我要有异梦异象。
I ask for dream and vision.
那我就求异象异梦。
From the Holy Spirit.
是从圣灵而来。
And you will accept.
那你要去接受。
The fact that these pictures came from the Holy Spirit.
事实上呢，这画面就从圣灵而来。
And it said okay.
那他就说好吧。
I said thank you.
我就跟意念。说好，谢谢你。
For becoming a believing brain,
然后成为是被引导的一个大脑。
It's the part of the Bible that I believe works in me that makes a difference.
所以我也相信这圣经里面，因为它运行在我心中，就让我成为不一样。
I can believe it's true out there, or I can believe it's true here.
我可以相信在圣经里面真理，或是会进到我这心内中的心。
It's the part I believe that's true here that makes a difference.
所以是只有不这进到心中的真理，才会让我们生命不一样。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we need a break.
好，需要休息一下吧。
Do you want a 10-minute break?
要不要十分钟休息
？Okay, we'll come back at 20 minutes after.
好，我们8:20再回到教室。
Go stand and stretch.
啊，去站起来，伸你们。
Move around.
动动你们的筋骨。
Move your arms, your hands, feet, everything.
把手臂、脚还有颈椎全部动一动。
Get questions you want to ask.
有没有任何问题要发问的
？If so, we'll take a question.
若是有的话，我们回答几个问题。
Well, you're thinking about a question. Let me say this.
如果是在你们思考有什么问题要问之前 我先说
I am the president of Christian Leadership University
我是一个、那个大Christian
Leadership、
基督徒领袖大学的校长
It's a correspondence school
我们是一个像是那个可以、空中教学的学校
We send courses to 70 nations
我们把所有的课程寄到有70个国家
You are welcome to be students
所以欢迎你们成为我们的学生
We have 130 courses
我们有132个科目
We offer accredited degrees
我们提供给你们有学分
up through to the doctorate level
能够这样的学分可以修到你们让有博士学位
So all of this teaching is available in detail
所有的教导呢所有的细节都能够供应给你们
We let churches use our curriculum in their Bible schools
所以我们也容让这些、那个、教会呢可以在他们的圣经学院使用我们的教材
They can choose as many of our courses as they like
他们可以照着他们 所需要所喜欢的来选择我们的课堂
They can add their own courses to it
也可以加入他们自己要教的课堂
And so we provide curriculum to churches to use in Bible schools
所以我们提供这些材料让你们当地的那些圣经学院或者是神学院可以使用这些教材
All of this is explained on our website
这些呢都在我们的网页上都有
And we're glad to have people translate things
我们也很欢迎有人能够帮助我们来翻译成他们的语言
If you want to translate something email me first
如果是你们想要翻译我们哪些材料的话首先先通用电子邮件告诉我
And let me know what you want to translate
告诉我你想要翻译哪一份
And I'll make sure that you're not translating something that somebody else is already working on.
好，让我知道，确定说你要翻译的不是人家已经翻译过的。
And then once you're done translating it, we'll post it to our website for people to download free.
当你完成这样的翻译的时候，我们就会贴上我们的网站呢，让那个语言的人可以来 download。
Okay, so if you have any questions about anything we've said so far, you can ask.
好，到你们有什么问题，到目前为止所讲的都可以发问。
看了。
After seeing so many visions, but still don't know how to explain that.
He doesn't know how to explain
it.
He doesn't
understand that.
How to understand how he receives them?
How to understand the vision?
All right.
A lot of visions.
Well, there's two questions involved.
好，这里就牵涉到两个问题。
One is how do I interpret the symbolism in a vision?
就是我如何来阐释这内里的内在的那个意象，那个表征的意象。
And the second question is how do I teach another person how to receive visions?
然后第二个就是我如何来教导另外一个人来了解这个意象。
Our focus tonight is on how to teach people how to receive visions.
Okay, 第二个问题是我要如何教导人们来领受意象，这也是今天晚上要讲的。
I will talk just briefly about interpreting symbolism.
那关于要讲要理要解这样子象征性的意象，我会用一些短短的话来解释。
The symbols are relevant to the person's life.Who's receiving the vision?
这个表征呢，都跟这个领受意象的个人的生命会有一些关联。
If it's my dream, then the symbols are relevant to my life.
所以，这若是我的梦的话，这表征的意象呢，有的梦呢，就会跟我的生命有关。
And I ask my heart, what does that symbol mean to you?
那我会问我的心说，这个表征呢，对我有什么意义？
And I tune the flow and see what bubbles into my mind.
我就调整这个流，让我看看我心中冒出什么样的泡泡来。
If I've received a vision for you,
若是我是为各位来领受意象。
Then your heart will know what the symbolism means.
那你的心就会知道这个表征的是什么意思。
And so I'll share it with you, and you ask God what the symbolism means.
那我就会跟你表达我看见意象是什么，让你自己去求问神那是什么意思。
Examples of this are in Scripture.
在圣经里面，这个例子是。
When Joseph dreams, he dreams of a sun, moon, and stars bowing down.
当耶稣做梦的时候，他梦见星、太阳跟月亮，还有众星，那是十一个星来对他俯伏。
That symbolized mom and dad and his brothers bowing down.
那表征的就是爸爸妈妈还有他哥哥们对他俯伏。
He dreamed of sheaves bowing down.
然后他也梦见那些你那稻草对他俯伏。
That symbolized his family bowing down to him.
那对表征出来就是他的家人对他俯伏。
Those symbols came from his life.
这些表征呢都是从他生命生活中。从他生活中出来的象征。
He's a shepherd boy who lives in the open field.
他是一个牧羊人，是在野外那边牧羊的。
These symbols surround him.
这些表征呢，这象征的东西，都是在他周围可以看得到的情况。
So the symbols in your dream come from your surroundings.
所以这些异梦里面的那些表征的代表物呢，常常都是从你的生活周边出来的那些事物。
And your heart knows what it's trying to say to you.
你的心就会了解这个梦到底试着要告诉你什么东西。
And if you ask the Holy Spirit for the interpretation,
若是你求圣灵来帮助你解梦,
and then you tune to flow,
那你来调节那个流,
and say, what does this symbol mean?
你就求问说这表征代表是什么呢?
And you tune to flow,
那你来调整你的流,
an idea will pop into your mind.
你突然之间那个意念就砰了就跑出来了。
Nebuchadnezzar dreams this.
尼布甲尼撒王梦见这个。
He dreams of a statue of gold and bronze and iron.
他梦到一个雕像，有金、有银、有铁。
A stone hits the statue, and the statue crumbles.
还有那个水拌泥，对。
What's surround now? Nebuchadnezzar is a king.
那尼布甲尼撒王，尼布甲尼撒是个王。
He lives in a palace.
他是生活在皇宫殿里。
And what surrounds him?
那环绕他是什么事物呢？
Statues of gold,
就是那个黄金的雕像
made out to themselves normally.
所以是当然是这个雕像是雕他自己的像了。
So the symbols in the dream come from the person's environment.
所以这样的梦里面的这样的表征呢，表象呢，常常会从他整个生活周边的事物来出来。
We cannot apply literal thinking to the symbol.
然后我们有可能
We can't be literal about it. It's a picture.
Okay. 有时候呢，我们没办法用那个字面把它表达出来，常常是一个画面。
Seven skinny cows meant 7 years of famine.
所以七只很瘦、很皮包骨的牛，代表是七个荒年。
Seven fat cows were 7 years of plenty.
那七只肥牛呢，代表是七个丰收的年。
I had never taken a course on how to interpret symbolism.
我从来没有了解说这个牛我要怎么去解它。
Therefore, I went through the Bible.
所以我呢就要看整本圣经。
I looked up every dream in the Bible.
我看着圣经里面每一个梦。
And I said, God, how do you interpret these symbols?
我就问神啊，你怎么去解这些表征的东西，像牛这样。
And I grew accustomed to interpreting symbols.
所以我成长的那些传统的方式呢，来帮助我去解这梦里面的那些象征物。
Any other question?
What's the difference between vision and dream?
In the Hebrew mindset,
在希伯来人的意识形态,
there is essentially no difference between dream and vision.
事实上，异梦异象并没有不一样。
They call a dream the same as a vision of the night.
所以就是他们把异梦呢讲成是夜间的异象。
They use the words interchangeably.
所以他只是换一个字眼来讲。
Experientially, it's me seeing pictures on the screen inside my mind.
意思就是说，在属灵的部分呢，在我的意念里面出现这样的画面。
When I'm sleeping, we'll call it a dream.
当我睡觉的时候，那就称为梦。
When I'm awake, we'll call it a vision.
当我醒着的时候，那就称为异象。
But it's the same inner projector projecting on the same screen.
那同样的是在一个同样的那个一画面呢，是印在我的意念里面的。
Any other question?
还有没有其他问题？
同样的
Okay.
She said, you asked us, we can practice ourselves this coming 2 months. And then, but some teaching about this, about the prophet, a vision or what, 你说, 但之前教导说, 先知的怎样?
那我能不能求神给我异象，那我期待它就会出现呢？ Or is that witchcraft or magic?
或者是占卜的一种巫术呢？
Am I twisting God's arm and forcing him to give me something?
那我是不是强迫神，或是把扭着他说你要给我一个某个东西？
Something he doesn't want to give me.
就是强迫他给我神不要给我的东西呢？
If so, it's witchcraft and magic.
若是我是这个心态，就是我求神给他不要给我的，那就是像个行巫术占卜。
So the question is, does God want to give me a vision?
那问题就在于神是不是要给我异象？
Does anybody know the answer to that?
有没有人知道答案是什么？
Yes. He said, I will pour out my spirit.
他说我要浇灌我的灵。
Young men shall see vision.
少年人将要见异象。
He didn't say might.
他没有说也许会见。
He said, I'm going to give you vision.
他说我就是要给异象。
So I'm not twisting God's arm.
所以我不是扭着神的膀子。
I'm not forcing something out of him.
我不是强迫他要给一个他本没有给我的。
He said, I want to do this.
他说我本意要给你们。
He said, I want you to be like my son Jesus.
因为他说我要你们能够像我的儿子耶稣。
Jesus said, I do only what I see the Father doing.
耶稣说我只做我看见父所做的。
How often is Jesus seeing vision?
所以耶稣有多常在看着异象呢？ 答案,
all the time.
All the time. 随时,
how often should I see vision?
那我就应该要多长能够看到异象呢?
All the time. I'm not forcing God's hand.
所以我并没有扭着神的手臂叫强迫他。
God says, let me show you what my vision is.
然后神就说让我彰显我的意向给你知道。
I destined you to walk in the garden with me in the cool of the day.
我渴望你跟我在天起凉风的日子, 与我同行在园中。
I wanted you to see me every single day.
我要你每一天都能够看着我。
I wanted you to hear my voice every single day.
每一个日子我都想要你能听见我声音。
You are not twisting my arm.
你并没有扭着我的手臂。
This was the plan.
这是我的计划。
You see and hear every day.
你每天要看见要听见的。
And when sin broke that,
但是当这表征在那里,
I gave my son's life to get it back.
所以当这个被打破了之后, 我将我的儿子赐下来, 好让这个被恢复过来。
I am dying to communicate with you.
我死就是为了想要能够再次跟你沟通。
I literally died to communicate with you.
我愿意这么死，就是愿意再一次恢复跟你之间的交流。
I want you to see and I want you to hear.
我就是要你能够看见，我就是想要你能够听见。
So I don't believe it's witchcraft.
所以我不相信这会是一个行巫术。
I believe it's availing myself of what God freely has given to me.
我相信我愿意要承接神要白白给我的东西。
It's free on my part.
这是在我的部分，我觉得是免白白的。
It wasn't free on God's part.
Free.
It wasn't free on God's
对我这部分是白白得着, 但是对神那部分并不是白白给予。
He gave his son's life to make this happen.
他已经将他儿子的生命献上, 好让这个事情能够实现。
He paid a great price to make sure I could see.
他已经付上极大的代价, 好确认我能够再次看见他。
Amen.
Amen.
Any other question?
有没有任何问题?
Okay, yes.
received the vision till the vision come fulfilled seems quite a long time process there. How to prepare our heart because during the process a lot of challenge and then even some vision will just disappear.
Yes. When God gave Abraham a vision, It took 25 years before the first step of fulfillment.
甚至需要花25年进到那要成就的第一步骤而已。
A lot of challenge.
好多挑战。
Some disobedience.
很多的那些那个悖逆不幸。
And he died and it still wasn't fulfilled.
事实上他死了仍然没有去成就。
Because the vision was that he was going to bless the world through his seed.
因为他看见的意象是说到从他的后裔生出来，他要成为是万国的祝福。
When was the world blessed through Abram's seed?
那这个世界什么时候才从亚伯拉罕后裔得到祝福呢？
When Jesus was resurrected.
就是当基督复活的那时候。
That was like 1500 years after Abraham died.
那事实上是在亚伯拉罕死后500年才成就。
So some visions may not even come to pass in my lifetime.
所以有些意象甚至不是在我有生之年会被成就。
And God said, in that case, you get to die in faith.
所以那时候呢，神说，假如是这样的例子，你就是带着信心而死亡。
Believing that what God has said, He will do.
你在死了，在当中，你还仍然相信神所说的，他必定会做。
And if that happens to us, we get to be put in Hebrews chapter 11.
那假如是发生在我们的身上呢，我们可以用希伯来书十一章来讲。
We get to be a hero in faith.
所以我们要成为信心的英雄。
Who died and said, I still believe God.
所以甚至是说我至死仍然相信神。
I have not seen the vision fulfilled yet.
虽然我没看见这个意象成就。
But I believe God will fulfill it through my children or my grandchildren.
但是我相信神要透过我的子孙或者我的下好多代来成就这。
Because the promise is to us and our seed.
因为神那个应许已经来叙述出来，已经宣告出来。
And God said, Mark, I just want you to believe until the day you die.
所以神就说，马克，我就是要你相信，甚至直到你死的那一日。
Don't give up on faith.
不要放弃这样的信心。
Don't start whining and crying.
不要Don't start whining and crying. 不要 stop, 让这样的信心这样的意象给萎缩掉了。
Be a man of faith.
所以要成为一个有信心的人。
There was another hand up right here. Go ahead.
好，刚刚那边有一只手举起来。
Yes, go ahead.
好，我说你，你
不用站
起来，我听。
两个问题。
Two questions.
一个就是普通的梦跟异梦。
About the ordinary dream and the dream from God, what's the difference?
Okay. Good question.
How, and the second. I'll just talk about the some symbolic always from our daily life, the kind of in our dream, but she always dream about serpent.
Serpents.
Serpents.
Snakes. Okay.
And then after that kind of dream, some people from her family got sick.
Okay. All right. Good questions.
很好的问题。
My assumption is that every dream has a meaning.
那我的观念是每个梦都有它的意义。
It is my heart communicating to me about how it feels.
这是我的心在跟我沟通说我的感受是什么。
Or it's the Holy Spirit in my heart giving me a message.
或者是圣灵在我的心中要给我一些话语。
99% of my dreams are in those two categories.
那99% 的梦呢，几乎都有这两个都含在内。
I've only had one dream where God told me, do not consider it.
只有一个梦，神告诉我说，你一点都不用在乎那个梦。
Because he said it was from Satan.
因为他告诉我那是从撒旦来的。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你举个例子。
I had a reoccurring nightmare.
我曾经有过一个极可怕的噩梦。
I would wake up feeling I had had a stroke.
然后甚至我就这样醒来，我觉得好像快要那个叫做那个中风。
Sorry, just become Taiwanese.
And I was paralyzed.
那我就觉得我是瘫痪了一样。
My head was large.
我的头好像肿了很大。
My arms were large.
我的手臂也肿得很大。
I couldn't move.
我动不了。
And I would shake it off and be okay.
然后动一动，好像还可以。
I had that nightmare 5 days a week.
那我5 days a week.
A week.
我甚至在一天一周里面有五次做到这样的梦。
And it happened for 15 years.
这发生了15年之久。
Finally, I went through deliverance prayer.
所以之后呢，我经过了经历的那个释放的祷告。
I had a demon cast out of me.
然后有一些邪灵就从我里面被赶逐。
It was a demon of fear of stroke.
那就是一个害怕中风的一个邪灵。
I picked it up when I was a young child.
我在很小的时候接收了这个部分。
My grandfather died of a stroke.
因为我祖父因中风而死。
And I was traumatized.
所以那时候我极大的惊吓。
And a demon entered in the midst of my trauma.
所以在这样惊吓当中，那邪灵就进来。
And tried to convince me I would die of a stroke.
就开始让我错觉我会因中风而死。
What kind of a dream is that?
那这是什么样的梦呢？
Is that a dream from Satan?
那是从撒旦来的梦吗？
Or is that a dream revealing the condition of my heart?
或者是这个梦已经彰显我心中的景况呢？
A true dream or a lying dream?
这是真的梦呢，还是一个谎言的梦？
What do you think?
你觉得这是哪一个？
I think it's true.
我觉得这是一个真实的。
It was showing the true condition of my heart.
它彰显出我心中真实的景况。
I had picked up a demon.
我却把它认为是从邪灵来的。
I had a demon of fear inside of me.
因为我里面害怕邪灵。
It expressed itself day after day.
这是不断的一天过一天是这么要我是这么认为。
That was the true condition of my heart.
之后我才知道这是我心中真实的景况。
I was truly under demonic influence.
那我是真的在这样邪灵的影响底下。
So I would not consider that a lying dream.
所以我不会看它是一个虚谎的梦。
I would not consider that a dream from Satan necessarily.
我也不必要说它是从撒旦来的梦。
I would say it was a dream from my heart showing its true condition.
我要说这个梦是从我心中出来彰显我真实的景况。
I went through deliverance prayer.
所以我经历了这样释放的祷告。
I had a demon of fear of stroke cast out of me.
有一些就是恐惧害怕中风的邪灵被赶逐出去。
And I've never had that dream since then.
之后呢，我就再没有做这样的梦了。
So I use dream interpretation as a counselor.
所以我用这样的解梦呢，当做一个辅导，一个咨商。
Because dreams will reveal the condition of a person's heart.
因为梦会将一个人心中的景况给显示出来。
They reveal issues that have to be dealt with.
那彰显出来的一些问题呢，必须要去处理掉。
So I basically feel all dreams have a meaning.
然后主要基本上呢，我都觉得梦都是有意义的。
Some may be more prophetic.
有些是更是启示性的。
But the other ones are revealing the conditions and issues of my heart.
那另外一种那个梦呢，常常是彰显出我心中的真实情况。
It's giving me counsel and wisdom.
然后给我这样的谘商跟辅导。
The Bible says God counsels us at night through our dreams.
所以圣经也讲神在夜间透过梦来辅导我们。
The Bible says God warns us at night through our dreams.
圣经也讲神透过夜间的梦来警告我们。
I will give you a reference you can write down.
我给你们一些经节让你们可以写下来。
We will not turn to it now.
现在不必去翻。
You can look it up later.
然后之后你再去看。
It's Job chapter 33.
是约伯记33章。
Verses 14 and following.
然后从14节开始往后看。
Job 33.
约伯33章。
Verses 14 and following.
从14节之后往下看。
It clearly says God warns us at night through our dreams.
他这边也提，就是提到了神在夜间的梦来警告我们。
Let me give you a biblical example.
好，让我给你们一个圣经上的例子。
Nebuchadnezzar goes to bed thinking this.
然后尼布甲尼撒王睡觉的时候在思考这个事。
He said, I'm the greatest king who's ever lived.
他说我是所有以来历代以来最伟大的一个王。
He said, my kingdom will go on for an everlasting kingdom.
他说我的国呢要永存。
And that night he has a dream.
那一天夜间他就有一个梦了。
Of a tree being chopped off at the roots.
有一棵树从根部完全被砍除。
So that's pretty easy to interpret.
所以这个要解好像很容易。
That's a warning.
那是一个警告。
It's saying your heart is proud.
他说你的心骄傲了。
You're not going to go on forever.
你的国不会永存的。
Either you humble yourself or I'm going to cut you down.
要不你就谦卑自己，要不然我就把你连根斩除。
Many, many, many dreams are those kinds of warnings.
很多很多的梦都是像这样的警告。
It's saying the path you are on is leading to destruction.
他说你所走的步呢的道路引你到毁灭。
You need to get off that path so your life can be saved.
你要离开这样的道路好让你生命存留。
So probably 8 out of 10 of our dreams are like that.
几乎有十分之八的梦会是像这样。
Just little mid-course corrections day by day.
每一天这样的一个纠正来带领引导的梦。
Did I get both questions?
我这个是不是两个问题都回答了呢？摩苏牛。About the serpents.
Oh, the serpents.
What's the meaning?
What does a serpent mean?Give me some ideas. What would a serpent symbolize?
好，告诉我你们的感觉，那蛇代表是什么？
The devil.
Devil.
Yes.
是邪灵。
So if a serpent showed up in my dream, I would assume it's Satan.
如果是蛇出现在我梦中的话，我会让它表这个表征的代表就是魔鬼撒旦。
And he's trying to attack in some way.
他可能试着在哪个部分要攻击了。
I would pray and journal about it.
然后我会祷告把它记录下来。
And I would resist Satan.
我会来拒绝撒旦。
I would command the demons to be bound and leave.
我要来捆绑这些邪灵，命令他们要离开。
I would pray for the protecting blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我会祷告有耶稣基督宝血完全的保护。
Over me and my family.
来保护我，也保护我所有的家人。
Over all my property, my vehicles.
来保护我所有的产业，保护我的汽车。
So that Satan could not touch anything.
所以撒旦触碰不到我任何东西。
That's what I would do.
这是我所做的方式。
I would call it a warning dream.
我会称这是警告性的梦。
And I'm being asked to intercede.
所以我就被要求要去代求。
Okay.
好不好？
All right.
好。
Let's go back now to talking about vision if we can.
好，然后我们再看那个关于这
意象。We're on page 20, column 2.
我们在二十页的右边的那格子里。
We covered number one on the top of the column.
我们也讲了第一类的。
Our goal is to be like Jesus, who was a constant seer.
就是说我们的目标是要像耶稣一样，是坚持意象的人。第一点。
If you're willing to make that a goal, would you say amen?
如果是你愿意做这样的目标的，请说个阿门。
Number two.
第二点。
We begin to look for vision.
我们要寻求有意象。
Habakkuk said, I'm going to keep watch to see.
哈巴谷书说我要继续观看神要说什么。
He's looking for vision.
他要寻求的就是意象。
So I begin to look for vision.
所以我开始要寻求意象咯。
I look all the time.
我随时都要看到有意象。
I mean, I know Jesus is standing here next to me.
我的意思是说我知道耶稣现在站在我旁边。
I'll say, God, I want to see that as a picture.
我就告诉神说我要看见有这样的画面。
And I'll begin to see pictures.
那我就开始看见画面了。
My first ones were black and white.
那我第一个出来的意象呢是黑白的。
I had to fight through my doubt.
我是必须要跟我的那怀疑挣扎一番。
And say it came from God.
我然后才能说这真是从神来。
Because I ask in faith.
因为我是凭信心求。
I ask according to God's will.
我照着神的旨意求。
I know He heard me.
我知道你已经听见我了。
And therefore I believe.
所以我就相信了。
You may have to battle through your own doubt.
也许你跟你自己的怀疑必须要挣扎艰困一下。
I've always said I was a believer.
那我常常说我是一个相信的人。
I just didn't believe most of this stuff.
I
did not believe this stuff.
那但是呢，过去我不相信这些东西。
And God said, Mark, expand your faith.
所以神就跟我讲，马克啊，你要来扩张你的信心。
Every step of spiritual growth for me is a step of faith.
所以每一次我属灵要增长的步骤呢，都是我每一个要信心的步伐。
Where I realize here's one more section of the Bible that I can live. One more piece of scripture I can live.
我只要靠着，我甚至只要能够靠到一个经文让我可以活下，我就要抓住它。
I can see vision just like they saw vision.
所以我要见到异象，就像当初那些圣经里面人物能够见异象一样。
Number three.
第三点。往前。
We are to look in the vision till the vision stops flowing.
我们必须观看着异象，直到这异象 停止出现。
I'd like you to turn to Daniel, if you will.
若是你愿意的话，跟我一起翻到但以理书。
Daniel chapter 8.
但以理书第八章。
Daniel is a wonderful seer.
那但以理是很好一个那个见异象的人。
And he tells us what other people don't tell us.
他常常告诉我们别人没有告诉我们的。
Daniel's very specific about where he sees the vision.
但以理很明确地指出他看见的异象是什么。
I hope this comes out in your translation of the Bible.
我希望这是从我们中文译本那边也有出现这样的话。
We'll know in a minute.
待会就知道了。
Daniel chapter 8 verse 2.
在第八章第二节。
It says, I looked in the vision.
他说我见了异象的时候。
While I was looking, I was in the citadel of Susa in the province of Elam. I looked in the vision.
他说我看异象的时候，我以为是在以兰省的苏珊城中。
And he says he's beside this canal.
他我见异象又如在乌来河边。
Verse 3 says this.
第三节这么说。
I lifted up my eyes and looked.
然后我举目观看。
Did you say I lifted up my eyes and looked?
Yes.
Beautiful.
很美。
I have a question.
好，现在有个问题了。
He lifts up his eyes and looks where?
他举目观看，到底观看哪里呀？
Tell me if you know.
告诉我，若是你知道的话。啊？他举目观看，观看哪里？ Heaven.
Heaven? Okay. He lifts up his eyes and looks where?
他举目观看到哪？看往哪里去？Riverside?
Riverside.He lifts up his eyes and looks where?
他举目观看，观看到哪？朝向哪边？
Sky?
Sky?
He lifts up his eyes and looks where? What?
Riverside.
Riverside? The canal?
In that region.
Who said that?
They say.
In the vision?
是观看那个异象咯。
Yes, that's correct.
是的，这才正确。
In the vision.
就是看着那个异象。
In verse 2, he sees a canal.
所以他在异象里面看到有一条河，那个乌来河。
In verse 3, he sees the same canal.
所以在第三节他看见同样的那一个。
So he lifts up his eyes to see what?
所以他举目观看什么呢？
What's across the top of the vision?
所以在异象当中所经过的那些事物。
What's along the side of the vision?
那在异象里面到底有什么事物呢？
What's across the bottom of the vision?
那在这个异象在整个经过的画面是什么呢？
He's looking around in this scene.
所以他不断地在观看。
To make sure that he sees everything there is to see.
确认他真的看见他每一个应该看的部分。
If you see that, say amen.
若是你也看见过这样的话，你就说 amen。
If you see that, say amen.
你只要看见这部分，你就说 amen。
Thank you.
谢谢各位。
Because that's exciting.
因为那很令人兴奋。
Because I can do that.
因为我也可以这么做。
Say I can do that.
说我也可以这么做。
Because the Bible's meant to be lived.
因为圣经讲的话必须是活的。
Say it. We can do all of this.
我们这一切记录的，我们都可以做得来。
So now, when a picture begins in my mind's eye,
所以这个画面就在我的眼中。
I don't just look away.
所以我不是往旁边看。
I keep looking at it.
我继续看那个梦那个意象里面。
And I say, Holy Spirit, is there more?
我就说圣灵应该还有更多。
And as I keep looking, it keeps unfolding.
然后继续看呢，它就继续一直的不断出现。
And I keep looking.
我再继续看。
I keep looking.
还继续看。
It keeps unfolding.
然后它继续不断的不断的进行。
When my wife and I worship, we do this all the time.
当我跟我太太敬拜的时候，我们常常是这么做。
You might do this.
你们也可以这么做。
We will when we sing a scripture chorus.
当我们唱那个圣经经文的一个首歌。
We picture the scene that we're singing about.
我们就把我们所唱的歌词看成一个画面。
If you've done that, would you say amen?
若是你曾经这么也经历过这感觉，说 amen。
And then we take our hands off the scene.
然后我们就手放开放从那我们看见的部分把它放走。
We ask the Holy Spirit to take it over.
然后求圣灵来掌权。
And we tune to flow.
然后再调节那个流。
And the scene will come alive and flow from song to song to song.
这个看见的部分呢就成为活过来的从一个歌又经过另外一个歌到下一个歌。
If you've ever done that, would you say amen?
若是你曾经有这样经历说个 amen。
Amen. You can do that.
你可以这么做的呢。
Say I can do that.
说我也可以这么做。
Say I will do that.
说我将要这么做。
Because you can watch a vision that can go for the whole half hour of worship time.
事实上呢，你可以在整个半个小时敬拜中不断的看见异象在进行。
Patty and I have done that many, many times.
我太太 Patty 跟我常常是这么在做。
And we do not get the vision because we're super spiritual.
我们也看见异，我们这么看见异象，不是因为我们特别属灵。
We get the vision because we look.
我们看见异象是因为我们愿意看。
And we just keep looking and keep looking and keep looking.
我们就是继续看，继续看，继续观看。
Now you can't start squinting.
所以squinting， 你现在 can't stop.
Don't squint.
Okay. 不要去强迫自己，要是
If you start squinting and striving, you cut it off.
若是你强迫自己，然后皱着眉头要用力去看，那你会发现什么都没有。
So keep a smile on your face.
所以脸上挂着大大的微笑，笑一笑。
Christianity works when you're smiling.
所以你知道基督徒的工作都是在微笑中完成的。
The Bible says, "Cease your labors, enter into rest."
然后人家说放圣经说放下你的劳苦重担来安息。
The only thing I'm supposed to work at is this.
唯一我们必须要做的是这个。
The Bible says labor to enter into rest.
那劳苦担重担的将要进入安息。
That's Hebrews 3 and 4.
那就是希伯来书第三章第四章。
Work hard.
第三章第四节。
Work hard at not working.
然后 work hard at not working.
Yes.
在不要 work hard at not working.
Okay, no. Okay, put effort into stopping your own striving.
好，你在你不要太不在用力做工中，才带出那样的果效。
My striving cuts off the anointing.
我自己太用力的话，就砍断一切的那个恩膏。
In my rest, I enter into the anointing.
在我安息中就带我进入了恩膏。
So Christianity is lived while I'm at rest.
所以一个基督的信仰，所以活就是活在那安息当中。
Let me give you an example.
好，让我举个例子给你。
Here's an example of striving.
这边有一个努力用力的一个例子。
God, I am trying hard to love this person.
是，那我已经很用力努力要爱这个人了。
I hate him.
我实在是很恨他。
Help me love him, please.
拜托你来帮助我能够爱他。
Help me love him, please.
拜托你来帮助我爱他。
I'm trying so hard.
我已经努力了。
Now I'm trying hard to love.
我努力用力要去爱。
That's me in action.
那是我自己的动作。
I'm saying, God, will you help me?
我寻求神说你来帮助我。
God says no.
神说不啊。
I says why not?
我说为什么不来？
He said, because I've already killed you.
因为我已经杀掉你了。
You're dead.
你已经死了。
You've been crucified with Christ.
你已经跟基督同钉十字架了。
You're not even alive.
你甚至不是活着的。
So why would I want to help a dead person?
那我干嘛帮一个死人呢？
He said, "We're going to come alive with the life of the Holy Spirit."
所以我们要活是活在圣灵里。
And I'm going to live my life through you.
那我才能透过你再活过来。
You're out of the picture.
你自己是在那个画面以外。
Forget about you.
所以把自己忘掉了。
Fix your eyes on me.
把你的眼睛定向我。
So here's the way I do it right.
所以这边我要一个做的正确的方式是。
I say, Lord God, I hate that person.
我说主啊，我真恨那个人。
But I'm glad that you live inside of me.
我真高兴，还好你活在我里面。
And I ask that you circumcise my heart.
所以我求你来查验我的心。
I ask that you cut out the anger.
然后切断我一切的愤怒。
And release your love in me.
从我里面释放出你的爱。
And I release the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to that person right now. I didn't ask God to improve me. I didn't ask God to make me better. I said, I'm out of here. I said, God, I want to radiate you. That's Christianity. Me radiating Jesus.
我们是要反射出基督。
Me fixing my eyes on Jesus.
我将我的眼睛定向耶稣。
I say, Lord, you're the love of the universe.
主啊，我说你是整个宇宙的爱人。
And you live inside of me.
而且你活在我里面。
And I release your love out through me.
然后我要让你透过我释放出爱。
Thank you, Jesus.
所以谢谢耶稣。
That prayer is all about Jesus.
这个祷告就完全关乎耶稣咯。
Has nothing to do with me.
跟我完全无关。
Has to do with the one who lives inside of me.
只关乎在那活在我里面的那位。
And me releasing him out through me.
然后他让他透过我释放出来。
I understand that to be Christianity.
我了解这才是真实的基督信仰。
There is a book upstairs on the wall that we've written called Naturally Supernatural.
Naturally Supernatural. 就是说, 我们曾经有一本书叫做 Naturally Supernatural. 就是让那个超自然成为自然。
All right, so you can explore that in depth if you want to.
若是你愿意的话, 也可以去看看那本书。
All right, principle number three.
好，第三个原则。
Is that we look in the vision until the vision stops flowing.
我们必须观看着意象，直到这意象不再出现。
And if I'll keep looking, I'll keep seeing.
若我继续看，我继续观看，我继续看的话，我就继续见。
How many believe that God is in this room?
有多少人相信神就在这个房间里？
Is Jesus here?
耶稣是不是在这里呢？
Whenever two or three together, he's here. Do we have eyes in our heart? Can we see in the spirit realm? Yes. The purpose of the eyes of my heart are to look in the spirit realm.
内心的眼的目的呢，就是能够看见那属灵界。
I say, God, let me see what's true.
我说神啊，让我看见什么才是那真的。
Let me see you here.
让我能够看见你就在这里。
And if I ask for that and I look,
当我这么求，我再去看。
I can see Jesus moving through the crowd.
我就看见耶稣走在众人当中。
And so can you.
所以你也可以看到。
For me, it's a black and white, unclear picture.
对我也许是黑白，不太清楚的画面。
But the longer I practice using vision, the clearer that scene becomes.
但是我只要持续操练这样的意象，那意象越来越清楚。
At this point, I can see color.
所以现在我可以看见是彩色的了。
And the scenes are clearer than they used to be years ago.
而且比我几年前还那过去在看的还要更清楚了。
How do I know it's really Jesus?
我怎么知道那真的是耶稣呢？
I can see a picture of Jesus in my mind.
我可以在我意念里面看见耶稣的画面。
I can see myself dialoguing with Jesus.
我可以看见我耶稣，我跟耶稣自己来对，跟他来对话。
Is that a real vision?
那是真实的意象吗？
Or is that a figment of my imagination?
还是只是因为我在想象。
One man in America wrote a book.
在美国有个人，他写了一本书。
He said that is a vain imagination.
Veiled.
A vain. An evil imagination.
他说那是不该有的那属邪的一个意象。
Or else it's a familiar spirit.
要不然呢，就是只是你一个熟悉的灵。
But he said you're not really meeting Jesus on the screen inside your mind.
不管怎样，那不是真的在你意念里面真的看见耶稣。
So who's right?
所以谁才是对的？
Is he right and am I wrong?
他对我错吗？
Does the Bible say I can meet Jesus on the screen inside my mind?
是圣经有提到说在我的意念的荧幕里面可以看得见耶稣呢？
It does.
是的，有写。
Would you like to read it?
要不要读一读呢？
Daniel chapter 7.
但以理第七章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Daniel chapter 7 verse 1.
但以理第七章第一节。
In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his mind.
巴比伦王伯沙撒元年，戴以在床上做梦，见了脑中的意象。
Does yours say in his mind?
Yeah.
In his brain.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in writing in your Bibles, underline in his brain.
所以你若是相信的话, 在脑中的部分画一条线,
he's going to see this vision in his brain.
他是在脑中见到异象。
As he's laying on his bed,
就是他躺在床上的时候,
you can underline that.
在床上那边也画一条线,
and he wrote the dream down,
他就记录这梦,
and related the following summary.
就是这边是把它叙述其中的大意。
You can underline that.
这个也把它划线一下。
If I want to work with my dreams,
若是我要让我的梦能够行使出来,
I have to write down summaries of my dreams.
我必须把它记录起来, 然后来叙述其中的大意。
And then I can work with my dream.
那这样我的梦才有果效。
Let's go to verse 13.
然后再看13节。
I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man, was coming.
我在夜间的异象中观看, 见有一位像人子的人驾着天云而来。
And he came up to the Ancient of Days.
是被倾倒到亘古常在者面前。
Let's go to verse 15.
好,再跳到15节。
As for me, Daniel, my spirit was distressed within me, and the visions in my brain kept alarming me.
至于我但以理,我的灵在我里面愁烦,我脑中的意象使我惊惶。
Underline in my brain.
好,在脑中这个字眼也画一条线。
I would like to ask a couple questions.
好,现在我要问一些问题了。
Who is Daniel going to meet in this vision?
所以这但以理在意象中遇见的人是谁?
Tell me.
告诉我。
Jesus and?
耶稣啊。
And who else?
还有谁?
God the Father.
是父神,
the Ancient of Days.
就是那亘古者,
where is he going to meet them?
他在哪边遇见他们呢?
Tell me. On the screen, inside of his mind.
在他的意念的那个画面里, 荧幕中,
is that correct?
是不是? 在大脑里面啊,
if it is, say amen.
说是是的话, 大声说amen。
That's neat.
这是很有趣的咯。
Say, I like that.
说,我喜欢这个。
They say, I like it.
Say, I can do that.
说,我也可以这么做。
Because the Bible's meant to be lived.
因为圣经所说的都是活的。
See, I didn't know I could live this.
你知道我过去不知道我可以活在这当中。
When I got saved, I was taught I couldn't do this stuff.
我当得救那时候呢, 人们告诉我说, 这些我做不到的。
And I had to fight to come to the truth.
所以我必须要再找到这真理。
I was taught no more tongues today.
我甚至被教导说, 今日再没有方言了。
No miracles.
没有神迹了。
No healing.
没有医治。
No dream.
没有异梦。
No vision.
没有异象。
No gifts of the Spirit.
没有圣灵的恩赐。
No voice of God.
没有神的声音了。
And I think it was all a lie.
我现在我知道这些都是谎言了。
I can do it all.
我现在都可以做。
If you believe that, say I can do it all.
若是你相信的就说我一切都可以做。
You can do it all.
你这些都可以做的。
If you believe for it,
只要你相信,
and if you go after it,
而且跟随着做,
and say, God, I want to live this,
跟神讲说, 神要, 我要活出这圣经,
you can live it from cover to cover.
所以你可以从这一页, 这封面一直做到底面。
It took me 15 years to get my whole Bible back.
所以我花了15年时间才把我圣经重新找回来。
But I can live it from Genesis to Revelation today.
但是今日我可以从创世纪一直活出来，活到启示录了。
So this man who teaches that you cannot meet Jesus in your mind.
所以这个人教导说你不能在你的意念里面看见耶稣。
Who says that that's a familiar spirit.
他就说是只是你熟悉的一个灵而已。
Or an evil imagination.
或者是一个邪恶的一个想象。
What do we know about that page of that book?
那我们,
what do we know about that page of his book?
那我们知道他那个书页中写了什么。
Is it true or a lie?
所以他这写出来是真的还是谎言呢?
It's a lie.
他写的是谎言。
It's wrong.
是错误的。
It's contradictory to the Bible.
是完全不合圣经的。
So when I read a book like that,
所以我读到像这样的书的时候,
I put an X across the page.
所以我就在那书页上做个打叉的记号。
I put wrong in the margin.
我在那边就记一个说那个是错误的。
And I put the scripture verse in that corrects it.
然后我就把那正确的经节写在上头。
Because if I don't do this, here's what happens.
如果是我不这么做的话，你知道会发生什么事吗？
I read that section of the book.
我已经读了那一整页的书。
And he says, this is an evil spirit.
他说这是邪恶的灵。
And I think, oh, I shouldn't do this.
他就说，我就会突然就，哦，我不该这么做。
What is,
oh? 那，哦，这个是代表什么？
What is that?
代表什么？
Fear and doubt.
恐惧跟怀疑。
How far will I go with fear and doubt?
那这个恐惧跟怀疑会把我带向什么？
Nowhere.
什么都带 不, 带不倒 带不往任何地方去。
A double-minded man gets what from God?
那三星心怀二意的人会从神得到什么？
Nothing.
Nothing. 什么都得不到。
Am I satisfied with nothing?
那我对这什么都得不到满足吗？
No.
不满足。
So I say doubt, leave.
所以我说怀疑离开我。
Fear, be gone.
恐惧离开我。
In Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣的名。
I believe the Bible works in me.
我相信圣经是在我里面运行。
I fight for truth.
我要为真理而战。
And I battle till I live it.
我要来征战让我自己存活。
I ask you to fight for truth in your own life.
我要求你们为你们自己生命来为真理而战。
And I ask you to battle until you live every page of this book.
我要你们不断征战直到你们可以活出这整本圣经来。
The only one that can make it happen is you.
唯一可以让这事可以成就就是你自己了。
You can say, I will not rest until I live that page.
你要这么讲说我绝不停止除非我真的可以活出这一页圣经。
That's what I said.
这也是当初我说的。
I said, I will press in the vision until I see every day.
我要不断寻求意象直到我能够看见那一日。
And I had so much junk to overcome in my life.
那时候好多垃圾进到我生命中。
I had bad teaching to overcome.
我有很不对的很糟糕的教导。
I had my own doubts and fears to overcome.
我有自己的那些怀疑跟惧怕必须要胜过。
But I would not quit until I could see.
但是我绝不放弃直到我真的看见异象。
If Jesus saw all the time, I want to see all the time.
若是耶稣随时都能够看到异象，那我也要随时都能够看到异象。
I believe that's what releases the anointing.
我也相信这是要释放给我们的恩膏。
And I am not satisfied until I'm anointed.
我绝不满意，除非我真的得着那恩膏。
I'm very careful what books I read.
我很小心我所读的书本。
Many books have led me into error.
那是很多书本带我进到错误里。
If that book is going to produce doubt and fear, I will not read it.
若是这本圣经带给我的是恐惧跟怀疑，我就不读它。
I'm very fussy about who I read.
我很小心谨慎我读的书刊。
Amen.
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 Say this.
好，跟我这么说。
Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
I choose to see.
我选择要看见。
I choose to be like Jesus.
我选择要像耶稣。
I choose to see vision all the time.
我选择随时看异象。
I choose to live the Bible.
我选择活出圣经。
I believe I can see pictures inside my mind.
我相信在我意念中可以见到异象。
I believe I can meet with Jesus on the screen in my mind.
我相信在我的大脑中可以见到耶稣。
I choose to do that.
我选择这么做。
I choose to believe for that.
我也选择相信。
I bind all doubt.
我捆绑一切的怀疑。
I command it to leave me in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣名命令怀疑离开我。
I am a believer.
我是一个相信的人。
I believe the Bible works in me.
我相信圣经运行在我里面。
Lord, grant grace.
神给我恩典。
Anoint my eyes.
恩膏我的眼。
Let me see.
让我看见。
I speak to my eyes.
我对我的眼睛宣告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
I command you to see.
我命令我的眼睛要看见。
I command the scales to fall to the ground.
我命令所有的技巧要落到地上。
I command the blindness to be gone.
我要命令所有的瞎眼都要离开我。
I command my eyes to become sharp and clear.
我命令我的眼睛敏锐清晰。
In Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 It's a good prayer.
这是很好的祷告。
That's the kind of prayers that I've prayed.
这是我所祷告的一个祷告。
I've laid my hands on my eyes and seen them as the hands of Jesus.
然后我按手在我眼睛，我看见的是这个是变成主耶稣按手在我眼睛。
I've prayed for healing to flow into my eyes.
我就祷告这医治的流要进到我的眼睛。
You can surely do that.
你可以很确信可以这么做。
You can do it several times if you want.
若是你愿意的话，你可以做个几次。
And then you practice until you're strong.
你不断的操练，直到你在这一部分坚定。
Let's go on to number
four.
Number four.
然后来我们看。
Oh, that was number four.
Oh, yeah, you, that was. I'm sorry.
Let's go to number five.
好，看第五点。
Oh, you're still in Daniel.
我们还在但以理记。
Let's read one more verse.
我们再多读一节。
Daniel chapter 7,
但以理第七章,
verse 16.
在十六节那里,
it's the verse right after the one we just read.
就是在我们读十五节的之后,
Daniel's in this vision,
但以理在这意象里,
and he's meeting with Jesus.
他跟耶稣相遇了,
and verse 16 says this,
那十六节这么说了,
I approached one of those who were standing by,
我就近一位侍立者
and I began to ask him the meaning of all this.
问他这一切的真情
and he told me and made known to me the interpretation.
他就告诉我将那事讲解给我说明
My question is this.
我的问题就在这里了
He approached somebody standing by where?
他去就近一个侍立者是侍立在哪边的啊
Tell me.
告诉我啊，侍立在谁旁边Yeah, before the God.
In the vision.
就是在那个意象里面。
He approaches somebody in the vision.
他去就近意象里面的那某个人。
Which is taking place in his mind.
就是意象，意思说在他大脑里面的意念里。
And he asks him, will you explain this to me?
他就问他说，你能不能为我讲解一下？
Say, that's neat.
你说，真有趣啊。跟我讲。
Say, I could do that.
说我也可以这么做。
Say, I believe I will do that.
我相信我会这么做。
Because the Bible's meant to be lived.
因为圣经的话要活着。
Amen.
Amen.
Believe it and it's yours.
只要相信，那就是你的了。
According to our faith, be it unto us.
所以照着我们的信心给我们。
And now the final principle.
好，最后一个原则。
Number five,
第五点,
the natural way to present the eyes of our heart to God is to visually enter a Bible story.
把我们心中的眼睛展开在神面前的自然方法是去读圣经故事。
So if you're wondering how to do this,
所以如果是想说该怎么做呢?
Here's what I suggest.
好，这是我的建议了。
When you read a gospel story, picture the scene.
当你读福音书的故事的时候，你就开始要看见画面。
If you already do that, would you say amen?
若是你曾经这么做的，说个 amen. Amen.
Most people picture Bible stories.
大部分的人都会把故事，圣经故事，把它也具象化。
There's about just three or four percent that do not picture Bible stories.
几乎只有3%或4%的人读福音书的故事不会去想出画面。
So picture the story.
所以要想出故事的画面。
And put yourself in the scene as one of the characters.
把你放在那个画面，你看见的画面里面的其中一个人的性格里。
There's no reason you can't be one of those people.
没有任何理由说你不可以成为当中的其中一员。
Because when you enter the spirit world,
因为当你进入到属灵界,
there is no time,
那边没有时间限制。
And there is no space.
没有任何空间的局限。
So you're not going back 2,000 years.
所以你不是回到2000年前。
Because there's no time in the spirit world.
因为在属灵界根本没有时间空间的限制。
And there's no space.
也没有空间的限制。
So you can instantly be there with them.
所以你可以及时的在那边就跟他们同在了。
It doesn't violate any biblical principle.
这并没有违反任何圣经原则的。
So that's what I do.
所以我也都这么做。
And I'm immediately with Jesus in a scene.
所以我马上在我看见里面就跟耶稣在一起了。
And I can journal about it.
我就可以跟他加入一起了。
And say, Lord, what do you want to talk to me about through this Bible story?
我就告诉说，主耶稣，你透过这圣经故事要告诉我什么呢？
And he'll give me revelation truth about that story.
他就要透过这个故事来给我一些启示。
And I say, wasn't my heart burning within me?
我就说，难道在讲解当中，我心岂不是火热的吗？
While he was opening the word to me,
因为他为我解开这样的话语。
On the Emmaus Road,
就是在往以马忤斯的路上。
I get a chance to walk with Jesus just like the disciples did.
我就有机会像那两个门徒一样，跟着耶稣行进。
I get a chance to get revelation knowledge just like they did.
我就有机会得到这些启示跟话语，就像那两个门徒一样。
I can live it all.
我就可以这么靠他而活了。
And here's one more thing I can do.
还有我一件事我可以这么做。
I can picture the first scene.
我可以把第一个看见的想出画面来。
And I can ask the Holy Spirit to come and take it over.
然后我可以求圣灵来在这个画面里面完全的掌权。
People sometimes object to that.
有些时候人们拒绝这么做。
They say if God wants to give you a scene,
如果他们说若是神要让你看见，
then let him give you a scene.
那就等他让你看见就好了。
But don't conjure up the first scene yourself.
不要自己要去试着第一次去看见。
Well, would you like an example in the Bible of a person setting the first scene themselves?
那你看看圣经里面有没有任何一个例子说是他第一次他看见是他自己强迫自己要去看见的呢？
And then asking God to come and fill it.
然后才求神说你来补贴补充其他的部分呢？
Would you like to see that in the Bible?
你要不要看见圣经里面的例子？
If you would say amen.
若是愿意看见说 amen。
Turn your Bible to Revelation 4.
好，现在翻到启示录第四章。
Verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Revelation 4.
启示录第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
And while you're turning there, I want to ask another question.
你在翻的时候，我要问你一个问题。
If you speak in tongues, would you say Amen?
若是你会说方言，说个 Amen。
Amen. Do you wait to speak in tongues until God zaps you?
Zaps you.
Hits you.
Okay, 你会等到神击中你之后，你才愿意要说方言吗？
Do you choose to speak in tongues by your own choice?
你是不是照着自己的意志选择你愿意要开始说方言呢？
Do you?
是不是？
Do you begin the process yourself?
你是不是从你自己的意愿里面开始，然后进入那过程的呢？
Do you?
是不是呢？
I do.
我是这么做的。
Kosandaravama Sindhya.
Kosamana Sindhya.
I chose to speak.
我选择要说出来。
I began the process.
我就开始进入在过程里了。
I believe that was a divine, that was a supernatural gift.
我相信这是一个超自然的一个那个叫做恩赐。
I stepped out on the water.
我跨步到水那里。
I chose to speak.
我选择要说。
I chose not to form the syllables.
我选择不要跟随那个。
I asked the Holy Spirit to form them.
那我恳求圣灵来充满。
And by faith, I believe he did.
然后我因着信心，我相信他就这么做了。
Now, if he didn't form them, that was baby talk.
那若是他没有再来做成的话，那实在是一个婴儿在说的话。
Again, every step of spiritual growth is a step of faith.
我要再次讲，每一个步骤，每一个属灵成长的步骤，都是每一个信心的步伐。
I believe it wasn't baby talk.
所以我相信这不是婴儿在说话。
When I first began to do this, I thought it was baby talk.
当我开始在这么做的时候，我觉得这简直像在小婴儿在做事。
And I quit doing it.
那我就不再做了。
I wavered with doubt and unbelief.
我就是那个不信跟那个不信的信心还怀疑来掌权。
And finally, I said to my doubt, leave.
最后呢，我就命令我的怀疑离开。
And now I believe it's a supernatural language.
现在我相信这是一个超自然的语言了。
It was a step of faith.
那是一个信心的步伐。
It was confirmed.
它也被印证了。
One day someone translated my tongues as Portuguese.
Portuguese. 有一次呢，有人就翻译我的方言，原来是葡萄牙语。
And they said in Portuguese, I was saying, "Hooray, long live Jesus."
Hooray.
Hooray, hooray, long live Jesus.
所以他用西班牙那个葡萄牙语翻译出来就是欢呼主耶稣。
So that was nice.
所以这很棒哎。
It was confirmed.
也被印证了。
But before that point, I had settled the issue in my heart.
但是在这一点之前呢，我在心中是这么想。
I had said, I believe it's the gift of tongues.
所以我要对自己说，我相信这是一个方言的恩赐。
And everyone has to settle the faith issue in their hearts.
所以每个人在心中必须要立定这样的一个信心。
Do you believe the Bible works in you?
你相信不相信圣经可以在你生命中行出来呢？
Or do you believe it doesn't work in you?
或者是你觉得圣经在你生命中没有功效呢？
According to your faith, be it unto you.
所以照着你的信心就给你了。
If you want to believe for all this, it's yours.
如果是你相信整本圣经，整本圣经就属于你的了。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 1.
然后我们来看启示录四章第一节。
We're jumping into the middle of the story.
然后我们来看这个故事的中间。
I'm sure that you know that John has already received one vision.
我相信你们都知道，约翰已经看了第一个异象。
It was the seven churches of Asia Minor.
那就是七个教会。
It lasted for three whole chapters.
那是整个三章都在提到的。
That vision is now over.
现在那个异象结束了。
And the second vision is going to begin.
然后第二个异象要开始了。
And it's going to go all the way to chapter 22.
一直这个第二个异象从第四章一直进行到二十二章。
Now if you've had one vision from God.
若是你有从神得到一个异象。
And it's over.
那就结束了。
What could you do to start a second vision?
那你要怎么做才可以再进入第二个意象呢?
What did John do?
那我们看约翰怎么做?
After these things, I looked.
此后我观看。
What did John do to start the second vision?
约翰怎么做来让自己进入第二个意象呢?
He looks for a vision.
他看就是他寻求有一个意象。
Say, I can do that.
说我也可以这么做。
Say, I will do that.
说我将这么做。
Lookers become seers.
观看的人成为看见的人。
Say, I choose to be a looker.
所以我选择成为一个观看的人。说。
Because I want to become a seer.
因为我要成为一个看见的人。
Now that's such basic teaching, I shouldn't even have to teach it.
这是一个最根本的一个教导，根基的教导，甚至我不必我来讲。
But in the Western world, I have to teach that.
但是在西方世界的这连最根本的这一点，我也必须要来教导。
Because we don't even know enough to look for vision.
所以是因为我们现在不知道，足够知道说我们必须要来看见异象。
Well, now we know.
现在我们知道了。
We're going to look.
好，我们要来看。
After these things, I looked.
此后我观看
And behold, a door was standing open in heaven.
见天上有门开了
And the first voice which I heard was like the sound of a trumpet.
我初次听见好像吹号的声音
It was speaking with me and said, Come on up here, I want to show you some things.
对我说你上来这里啊我要将以后必成事指示你
Verse 2
第二节
Immediately he was in the spirit.
我立刻就在圣灵里
That is a very interesting phrase.
那是很有趣的一个句子。
And once he gets in the spirit,
当他一旦进入到圣灵里
he meets with angels,
他就遇到一个天使
dialogues with angels,
是一个对话的天使
he eats books,
他叫吃那个书卷
and does lots of interesting things.
而且做了很多很有趣的事。
Say, I could do that.
说我也可以这么做。
Because the Bible's meant to be lived.
因为圣经的话必须是活的。
If you believe it, you get to live it.
若是你相信，你就得着。
Say I choose. Say I choose to believe it.
所以说我选择相信。
I choose to live this.
我选择活出来。
And I will press in until I live it.
我要不断抓住，直到我我一生活着都要抓住它。
Now that phrase in verse 2 is an interesting phrase.
所以第二节这一句话很有趣咯。
He said, immediately I was in the spirit.
他说我立刻就在圣灵里。
In the Greek it says, he became sensitized to the spirit.
然后 sensitized.
He became aware of the spirit.
Okay. 他说在希腊文里面讲的说他马上警醒到圣灵里。
Personally, I'd like to put that phrase in verse 1.
在我个人呢，我会喜欢把这句放在第一节。
I'd like to start verse 1 out by saying, I was in the Spirit.
然后我喜欢用第一节，放在第一节来讲说，我在圣灵里。
And I looked.
我观看。
And I saw a door standing open in heaven.
然后见天上有门开了。
And I heard a voice speaking to me.
我就听见有声音对我说。
Don't you think it makes more sense to put him in the spirit in verse 1?
你不觉得这句话把它放在第一节之前比较合理吗？
Yes?
是不是？
If he's not in the spirit in verse 1,
若是在第一节并不是在灵里的话，
What's he in verse 1?
那在他第一节里面这个在哪里呢？
What's he doing in verse 1?
所以他在第一节是在哪边在运作啊？
If I'm not in the spirit, I'm in the flesh.
如果没有在灵里的，那我就是在肉体里。
He is trying to resensitize himself to the spirit.
所以他重新来敏锐到是在灵里头。
Because he would like another vision from God.
因为他想要从神再得到另外一个意象。
There's a whole list of things that he does to resensitize himself to the Spirit.
所以他尽他所能的能够做得好，让自己再一次能够再进入到圣灵里。
Tell me what you see in verse 1 that he does.
所以告诉我他在第一节他到底做了哪些事。
Give me a list of everything he does.
好，给我一个名单，你给我一个名单，说他到底做了哪些事。
What?
哈？什么？第一节哦。Seeing.
All right. He's looking for a vision.
他要寻求有一个意象。
What else?
还有什么？
He is listening.
他在听。
He's looking and listening.
啊，他在看，他在听，还有呢。
What else?
啊，还有什么？
What else?
Action. Up to there. Action.
Step
up.
He's following the invitation.
他跟随这样的邀请。
Right?
对不对？
He's saying yes to the invitation to go forward.
所以他要对这样的邀请说愿意，我就往前去。
Does he have faith?
他有没有信心呢？
Yes.
是的。
Does he have belief?
有没有这样的信？
Yes. Is he expecting something?
他是不是期待某事呢？
Yes.
是的。
Can we do all those things?
这些事我们做不做得来呢？
Yes.
我们也可以做。
Is that considered twisting God's arm?
这是真的在扭着神的手臂吗？
No.
没有。
That's availing myself of what God has already given.
所以这是让我自己要进入神已经给我的部分。
Now there's one more thing in verse 1.
在第一节还有多一个事。
He sees a door in the sky.
他看见天上有个门。
Where does that door come from?
那个门从哪里来啊？
Did the Holy Spirit give him that door?
是圣灵给这个门吗？
Or did he paint that scene with his own imagination?
或者是他用自己的想象力来画出这个画面呢？
Did the Holy Spirit kick in before the door or after the door?
那这个圣灵进来是在这个门之前还是门之后呢？
After the door.
是在门之后圣灵才进来的。
In verse 2.
是在第二节才进来的哦。
So where does the door come from?
所以这个门从哪里来呢？
He paints it.
是他自己去画出来的。
He uses his godly imagination and paints a door in the sky.
他用一个合乎神的一个想象力在空中看画出一个画面，一个是门的画面。
He chooses to walk through the door.
他选择要走进这门。
And when he walks through the door, here's what he says.
然后他走进这门之后，他这么说。
Oh, the Spirit took over.
哇，这圣灵就马上掌管过去了。
And now that the Spirit took over,
现在圣灵掌管过去之后，
I'm not in the sky anymore.
我就不是在天上而已了。
I'm in the third heaven.
我在三层天了。
I'm before the throne room of God.
我在神的宝座前了。
And there's angels all over the place.
在天使环绕全地。
And there's people worshiping before the throne.
在宝座前人们在敬拜。
The point is this.
重点在这里。
If I paint the first scene,
若是我自己画出第一个看见的画面，
and I ask the Spirit to take it over.
那我邀请圣灵来掌管过去。
When he takes it over,
当他一掌管过去，
he can change it in any way he wants to.
他可以照着他所要的就把这个整个都改。
And that's perfect. That's perfectly okay with me.
对我来讲，这完全没问题。
Amen.
Amen.
One more question.
好，再多一个问题喽。
Where did the door come from?
这个门到底从哪里来？
Chapter 3, verse 20 says.
第三章二十节说
Behold, I stand at the door.
好，看啊，我站在门外。
And I knock.
而且我在叩门。
Tell me this.
告诉我。
Where did the door come from?
这个门从哪里来？
It's the last scene of the previous vision.
这就是这个门是前一个意象最后的一个画面。
If you see that, say amen.
你只要看见这个了，你就说 amen。
If that's exciting, say amen.
若是你觉得很兴奋的话，说个 amen。
Say I could do that.
你说我也可以这么做。
Because the Bible's meant to be lived.
因为圣经的话语必须是活的。说。
I do that all the time.
我随时都是这么做的。
I paint a scene in my mind.
我在意念中就画出这样的画面。
I ask the Spirit to take it over.
再来求圣灵来掌管过去。
He takes it over, it comes alive.
然后他掌管过去之后就活过来了。
And I see vision.
那我就看见意象了。
You say, how do I know for sure it's a vision?
那你就问了，我怎么确定这是意象呢？
First, I accept it in faith.
第一个，我凭信心接受。
Secondly, I submit it to three people over me.
我第三个，第二个，我有三个人，我是委身的。
If they say it's a vision from God,
若是他们说这是从神来的意象，
I say it's a vision from God.
那我就肯定这是从神来的意象。
And I run with it.
然后我就愿意照着意象来做。
If that works for you, say amen.
若是这对你也有用的话，就大声说 amen。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to page 26.
我们要来看二十六页。
We're going to jump ahead.
要跳过去了。
I want to be done in about 5 or 10 minutes.
我想要在五分钟、十分钟内能够把它完成。
I want to touch on journaling just for a couple of minutes.
然后我要谈谈关于这个记录，用几分钟来谈谈关于这个记录。
Now there's more that can be covered.
那这个还有更多必须要讲。
But it's getting late tonight.
但是今晚已经很晚了。
And you have been here all day.
那而且你们在这边已经被弯曲了一整天。
And you're still fighting with jet lag.
你们仍然在时差中挣扎。
And therefore, I want to be merciful.
所以我要充满恩慈。
So you can read all of this and pray it through.
所以你们可以自己来读前面那些，然后来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And God can give you revelation.
神会给你启示的。
You can talk it through together.
你们可以一起来谈论。
You can wrestle with it until you own it.
你要跟神这样摔跤，直到你拥有它。
Amen.
Amen.
So journaling, page 26.
所以第二十六页记录。
Journaling is where I write out my dialogue with God.
记录呢就是那个日记呢，就是我写下跟神的对话。
The Bible is full of examples of journaling.
这圣经充满了这样的一个记录。
And that top line, would you write down a few books?
所以那边有几本书在你可以写下来。
The Psalms is an example of journaling.
诗篇就是一个对话的记录。
The prophets are examples of journaling.
先知书也是一个对话的记录。
And the book of Revelation is a book of journaling.
启示录也是一个对话的记录。
So we have hundreds of chapters on journaling.
所以有成百个经节是关于要把这样对话记录的。
If God spends several hundred chapters to demonstrate something,
如果是神花了几百段的经文要来彰显某个事给你，
How many think it's probably important?
多少人觉得这应该是会很重要的呢？
Amen.
Amen.
I think journaling is important.
所以我觉得写这样的日记是很重要的。
And here's why.
啊，这也有一个原因在这里了。
Number one, it frees me to write in faith so I can test it later.
就是说你看把它写下来，然后之后再来查验。
And number two, I get a whole page, not just a one-liner from God.
所以最好能够写满整页，不是只有两三句话。
Number three, it gets my mind out of the way.
所以要把我自己心思意念被它充满。
Because my mind likes to jump in and critique everything.
因为我自己个人心思很喜欢介入，然后把一切都毁掉了。
And if I tell my mind to shut up and do nothing, it has a fit.
然后若是我叫他我叫我心思说闭口，不要去做了，不要再有心思。
And so I say, why don't you help me spell these words correctly?
所以为你能够帮助我的就是我心思帮助我把字拼对就好。
And if my mind is helping, it's not attacking.
所以当我的心思意念是来帮助的时候，我的心思意念就不是在攻击我的意念。
So journaling puts my mind on my side as a facilitator of spirit encounter.
所以我的心思意念，我在我的记录的时候，要把心思意念放在旁边，是一个帮助者，好让我能够来立定在一个这个集中精神里。
Number four, journaling helps me recall the message after a period of time.
第四呢，这个记录呢，可以帮助我把信息不断的复习。
Let's talk about periods of time.
然后我们来讲说一段时间之后。
In your journal, God says, "I'm going to do this today."
然后在你的记录里面，也许你会讲说，神今日要这么做。
What is God's definition of a day?
那神对一日的定义是多少？千年
1,000 years
是一千年啊。
So if a day is 1,000 years,
所以对神一日是千年的话。
Guess what he means when he says, "I'm going to do it soon."
那猜猜他讲说我将快要做了是多久
？That's 2,000 or 3,000 years.
那也许是两三千年了。
Now, if he says, "I'm going to do it quickly,"
若是他讲说我很快要做了
，What does quickly mean?
很快是指多久？
The last time he used quickly was in Revelation.
最后一次他用很快要做了是在启示录。
He said, "Behold, I come quickly."
他说看啊，我将快再来了。
How many years ago was quickly?
那多少年前这最后一次快再来是
2,000 years.
是已经两千年前的。
So when this stuff shows up in your journal,
若是这样的字眼出现在你的记录里的话，
don't assume it means this week or next month.
这个很快了，不要以为是这周或下周。
It means sometime in the next 5,000 to 10,000 years.
也许讲的是再来的五千年后。
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you believe it means tomorrow, you'll get mad because it won't happen tomorrow.
若是你以为是明天就要出现你的明天的话，你会很生气，因为事实上不是你的明天。
And I got mad a lot before I learned this stuff.
那我开始学习这事物之前呢，我常常是让自己不断的在生气。
Let's go down to practical suggestions for journaling.
好，然后来讲下面接着很实际的，你要怎么来做记录。
You should journal when you are alert physically and spiritually.
所以就是在你的属灵灵的部分跟身体的部分都要这样子的去操作。
You pick the time during the day when you meet those characteristics.
所以要挑选你的一天当中的一个时间来做这样的一个记录。
Number two, a simple notebook is fine.
所以当一个简单的笔记本就可以了。
Or you can do it on your computer.
或者是你也可以用你的电脑来做。
Number three, keep your journal secluded. Use codes when necessary.
所以第三点就是需要的话，你妥善保存并且编号。
I put on the front of my journal private material.
所以我在上我的记录本上面写说这是个人的材料。
That means keep your hands off it.
意思是说你的手不可以碰我的记录本。
For some people, that means, ooh, good stuff.
有些人就会说，对，有些人讲说，哇，这些材料太棒。
So I hide my journal.
所以我把我的记录本藏起来。
I put it in my briefcase.
所以它，我是把它放在我的那个箱子里。
I don't leave it laying around for people to read.
我不会随意摆在那边，让人家走过来就可以翻出来看。
If I tell my wife she can read this page, she can read only this page.
若是我告诉我太太说你可以读这一页，她意思就是她只能读这一页。
You cannot read anyone's journal without their permission.
你不可以没有得到人同意之前就随意读人家的记录。
And you can only read the part that they give you permission to read.
你只能读人家允许你读的那一页。
It's because journals are private.
为什么呢？因为记录是很个人性的。
Not everything I write is private.
当然我里面写的不是都很个人隐私的部分。
And some stuff I share openly.
但是有些而且有些部分我甚至是很公开的来分享。
A lot of the journaling I've done is in the 60 books that I have written.
事实上我很多的记录呢在我60本书里面都已经写出来了。
It's principles of truth that I want to teach the body of Christ.
这是一些真理的原则我要教导基督肢体的。
Some of my journaling is about overcoming my sin issues.
那有些这记录呢是从我的罪中出来的。
I remember the first year that I journaled.
我还记得我第一年写的记录呢。
I journaled for 50 pages about my sexuality.
那我还记得我写关于我性部分的那个问题呢，花了50页。
I said, God, this force within me is so powerful.
我说神啊，这样的一个力量在我身上竟然是那么强大。
I said, you made it too powerful.
我说你这个太强大了吧。
I said, I cannot handle it very well.
我说我这个我处理不好。
I said, can we talk about this?
那我就说我们能不能谈谈这个部分啊。
And God was not embarrassed at all.
所以我发现神一点都不觉得任何尴尬。
He said, sure.
他说好啊，来谈谈。
And he said, Mark, look at it this way.
好，他说马克啊，你来看看这个部分。
Mark, handle this this way.
然后马克啊，你在这边能够再多一点看见。
He gave me very specific instruction about how to handle my sexuality.
所以神给我非常明确的引导关于性的部分。
That was extremely helpful to me.
这对我是极大的帮助。
But some of that's private.
但是有些是很隐秘的。
I'm not ready to write a book on sexuality quite yet.
所以我还没有写出一本关于性的部分的书。
I'm going to wait till I'm 102 years of age.
我等着我到102岁的时候我才打算要写出那本书。
And I'm not going to put my name on as the author.
而且作者我绝对不会写上是我的名字。
So some journaling is private.
所以有些记录是很个人化的。
And that's okay.
那也都没问题。
I'd like to encourage you to journal about everything.
我鼓励你在任何一个事物的任何领域都要去做出这样的记录。
Nothing's going to shock God.
没有任何事会让神太震惊的。
And if you bring your battles with sin to God,
若是你把这跟罪这样的一个征战呢带来到神面前，
He will pour light in and it will dispel the darkness.
他就要来将光照耀进来，好让黑暗离开你。
It'll break the power of sin in your life.
他会打破在你生命中的罪的力量。
Faster than anything else you can do.
是超过你可以做的一个快速。
So journal about everything.
所以可以把一切的对话都记录下来。
Number four.
第四点。
I date the entries.
记录都要加上日期跟时间。
Number six.
第六点。
Focus on faith, hope, and love.
要专注在信心、盼望跟爱上。
First Corinthians 13:13.
哥林多前书13:13
says, "Now abide faith, hope, and love."
所以他说，因着爱而行使出来。
So I'm going to suggest that you restrict your journaling to faith, hope, and love.
所以我要再次来鼓励你们，你们记录里面是要以信心、盼望跟爱为焦点。
If the journaling that you heard read built faith, hope, and love，
若是你所做的这样记录是来建造你的信心、盼望跟爱的话
，faith, hope, and love is the fuel of our spirits。
所以信心跟盼望跟爱呢，是我们灵里头的滋润的燃料。
If I journal for 10 minutes in the morning,
若是我早上是花十分钟来记录,
God will pour faith, hope, and love into me.
神就会将信心、盼望跟爱放到我里面。
And I will run well all day.
整天呢，我都有足够的燃料可以。
Let's go on to number 15.
我们来看第十五点。
Journal in the area that God has given you authority.
记录的内容应该在神已经给你的权柄里。
So if you have children, journal about your children.
所以你若是有孩子，你可以为你孩子做这样的记录。
If you're married, journal about your marriage.
所以你若已经结婚的话，你可以来记录你的婚姻。
If you teach Sunday school, journal about your Sunday school class.
若是你在教导主日学的话，你可以来记录你的主日学的班级。
If you're a businessman, journal about your business.
若是你是生意人的话，你可以来记录你的生意。
I'm a teacher in the body of Christ.
我是基督肢体的教师。
I journal about principles of truth.
所以我记录下来就是那属灵真理的原则。
And how to present them in a clear, life-changing way.
然后如何来呈现给他们一个生命可以改变、改转化的一个方式。
Our journalings are excellent in the fields of our authority.
所以我们的记录呢，就是能够在我们的权柄的范围里面。
So if I'm not on the elder board of our church,
若是我没有在教会的长老执事会里,
then I do not have to journal for my pastor.
若我,那我就不应该有做我牧师的一个记录。
That would be outside my area of authority.
那事实上已超越了我权柄的范围了。
If he wanted my input, he would have put me on the elder board.
若是他要我要做这个部分，他一定会先把我放在长老的位份上。
The next section is a danger warning section.
下一个呢，就是关于危险的警告。
And here's what it says.
这边这么说。
How many of you believe that journaling is personal prophecy?
那有多少人相信这样的记录，事实上是在对个人的一个预言。
God is speaking prophetically to you.
神是很启示性的来对你说话。
If you believe that, say amen.
若是你相信这一点，说阿门。
I believe that's true.
我相信这是真的。
The New Testament says there are three categories for prophecy.
那在新约里面呢，有提到说先知有这三个任务。
1 Corinthians 14:3 says.
哥林多前书四章第三节说。
Prophecy comes for edification.
先知来是为了鼓励。
Exhortation.
造就。
And comfort.
还有安慰劝勉。
I suggest you restrict your journaling to those three areas.
所以我也建议你要做的记录是在这三个之上。
Edification is to build you up.
就是来造就你，来成就你。
Exhortation is to encourage you along a course of action.
那鼓励呢，就是安慰，就是来造鼓励安慰你。
God says, Mark, love your wife.
他说，神就说了，马克，你要爱你的太太。
That's exhortation.
那就是一个鼓励。
He said, Mark, don't be so judgmental.
所以他说马克啊，不要那么的一个审判论断的意识形态。
That's exhortation.
那是一个造就。
It's encouraging me along a path.
就是鼓励我要怎么走那一条路。
So prophecy comes for edification, exhortation, and comfort.
那所以先知呢，是为了鼓励、造就、劝勉。
The third category for my journaling is comfort.
所以在我的记录里面第三部分就是安慰。
God says, Mark, I love you.
神就说马克我爱你。
He said, I've forgiven you.
他说我已经赦免你。
It's okay.
这一切都没事了。
Let's press on.
然后我们可以继续前进。
That's comfort.
那是一个安慰。
If I will keep my journaling in those three areas,
若是我将我的记录持守在这三个领域，
It's a wonderful, wonderful gift.
那是极美极美极美的一个恩赐了。
If I go outside those areas, it can be a real pain.
若是我离开这正门走侧门的话，那会带来极大的痛。
Let me give you a fourth category that you should not get into.
那我让我给你四点你千万不要进入的。
At least I suggest you don't get into it.
至少我建议你不要这么进入。
You can write it in the margin if you want to.
如果是你愿意的话，你可以把它写下来。
It's predictive guidance.
Predictive 就是那个放弃引导。
Predictive guidance
就拒绝引导。
Should I take this job?
我要不要做这个工作的？
Should I move to this city?
我要不要搬到这城市的？
Will this person get healed?
这个人会不会得医治呢？
Should I buy this stock today?
我今天要不要买这个东西呢？
Will this marriage get healed?
这个婚姻会得医治吗?
Every one of those is predictive guidance.
每一个我们都是需要有这样的引导的。
I find that when I journal in the area of predictive guidance,
所以当我在记录的时候，发现需要这样的引导的时候，
I seem to make mistakes almost all the time.
我当我拒绝这样引导的时候，我发现我几乎每次都犯错误。
And at first I was very frustrated.
所以刚开始呢，我就觉得很挫折。
Because I did not understand why I was making so many mistakes.
那时候我不太了解为什么我犯了那么多的错误。
And finally, I realized the answer.
最后呢，我终于找到答案了。
The answer is.
那答案是。
When I journal in the area of predictive guidance.
若是我在做这样的记录的当中，我拒绝有任何引导。
I make lots of mistakes.
犯很多的错误。
When I journal in the areas of edification, exhortation, and comfort.
所以我若是能够在那个鼓励、安慰、造就这样的根基上来做记录。
My journaling is great.
我的记录就会是很好的。
So I journal in the areas of edification, exhortation, and comfort.
所以我的记录要根基于鼓励、造就、安慰的之上。
That's what the New Testament says are the categories for prophecy.
所以这是新约里面讲到这个预言它的功用。就是那个功效。
And I'm not saying that a mature prophet could not get a predictive guidance. A mature prophet.
我不是说一个成熟的先知，不能是
A mature prophet could not.
Yeah, a person who has grown wise in the area of prophecy. Mm-hmm. He's developed the gift.
Okay.所以一个成熟的先知呢，是不断地发展出他这样的恩赐。
And if his role in the body of Christ is to be a prophet,
所以若是在基督肢体，他的角色是一个先知。
Then perhaps he can get predictive guidance prophecies.
所以也许他的角色呢，可以是成为一个引导，就是引导的角色，指导的角色。
My role is not that of a prophet.
但是我的角色不是像那一类的先知。
My role is that of a teacher.
我的角色呢是一个教师。
So I cannot get accurate predictive guidance prophecies.
You mean you cannot?
I cannot get them.
所以我既然是一个教师的角色，我就不是那个鼓励、安慰、造就的那个先知的角色。
I have tried over and over.
我试了一次又一次。
And I have made many mistakes.
我也犯了好多的错误。
And that's how I learned.
这是我学习的方式。
That's the primary way to learn.
这是一个很个人的学习的方式。
Now, if God has called you to be a prophet in the body of Christ,
若是神呼召你在基督肢体里是成为一个先知的话，
and if you develop this gift and become very skilled,
若是你不断地发展这样的恩赐，然后成为纯熟的技巧，
then perhaps you can do predictive guidance.
所以也许这时候你就发展出一个绝对性的一个引导的一个方式，
and that will be fine.
那也没有问题。
But in the meantime, you probably will make lots of mistakes.
但是同时呢，在这过程中，也许你会犯很多的错误。
And that's fine too.
这也都没有问题的。
Because it can be a learning curve thing.
因为那可能是只是一个学习的过程。
Let's go to the next page.
好，我们来看下一页。
If I'm not going to use my journal for predictive guidance,
若是我不用我的这样的记录成为一个方向的引导。
How will I decide if I should move to Ohio?
那我如何能够pardon?
How will I decide these predictive guidance questions?
所以这就如何能够引导出一个方向的一个答案呢？
Like example, should I sell my home and move to another city?
举例说，我是不是应该卖掉我房子，搬到另外城市？
That's predictive guidance.
那是很必须非常好绝对性的一个引导。
How do I make those kinds of decisions?
那我要如何来做这样的一个决定呢？
I use the leader's paradigm.
然后我用这些例子。
The word paradigm means system.
那这个paradigm 这个字的意思就是要有系统。
It's six different ways God can speak to us.
就是有六个方式神会来对我们说话的。
And the first one is in the first pillar.
在第一个就是在第一这个柱子里。
God can speak through an illumined scripture.
就是一个启示性的一个圣经文经文。
A verse that leaps off the page.
就是在圣经里面直接写出来的那些话语。
There's probably no verse that's going to leap off the page.
也
that's going to tell me to move to Ohio.
也许圣经里面没有明确的告诉我说我可以搬到俄亥俄州。
So I'm probably not going to use that pillar in my decision. Should I go to Ohio?
所以呢，我不应该用第一个柱子来决定我是不是应该搬到俄亥俄州。
The next pillar is illumined thoughts in my mind.
然后第二个呢，第二个柱子就是意念中的思想。
It's anointed reasoning.
那是一个恩膏的一个思想。
Spirit-led reasoning.
就是一个属灵的一个部分。
Reasoning guided by the flow of the Holy Spirit.
这个是因着圣灵的流的引导。
I would use that pillar in my move to Ohio.
那我就会用这根柱子来看看我要不要搬到俄亥俄州。
The next pillar is illumined witness in my heart.
第三个就是内心的见证。
Does my heart feel peace or unrest?
我的心觉得平安呢，还是没有办法平静？
I would use that to help me decide if I should go to Ohio.
那我也会用这根柱子来决定我到底要不要搬到俄亥俄州。
The next is the illumined counsel of others.
那第四根柱子就是他人的建议。
The three people I submit to.
那三个我所委身的人。
Do they believe it's God's will for me to go to Ohio?
他们相不相信这神的旨意要我搬到俄亥俄州呢？
I'm going to use that pillar in my decision.
好，我这根柱子我也可以用来做我的决定。
The next is an illumined understanding of the fruit of life.
第五根柱子是说了解生命的果子。
What is life saying to me?
这个生命在对我说什么呢？
Is there a job in Ohio?
在俄亥俄州有工作吗？
Is there a church in Ohio?
那在俄亥俄州有这样教会吗？
That's all part of what is life saying to me.
这就是在关于生命里面在对我说什么，生命的部分。
The final pillar is God's inner voice through dreams, vision, prophecy, and journaling.
最后一根柱子就是神的声音，透过意象、异梦、预言和记录。
I'm probably not going to use that pillar a lot.
我也许不会太多使用这根柱子。
Not in my decision as to whether I should go to Ohio.
不会用在我决定是不是要搬去俄亥俄州这件事上。
Because that's a predictive guidance.
因为这我们需要明确的一个引导。
And through making many mistakes, I've decided not to use my journal for predictive guidance.
那因为我经历了很多的错误，我就决定不再用这一个柱子。
I am a left brainer.
嗯哼。
I'm a left brainer.
我是左脑发达的人。
Some of you are right brainers.
有些人是右脑发达的。
Right brainers are stronger with vision and intuition.
然后在右脑发达，就是他在意象跟直觉部分很强。
If you're stronger in that area, you might use your journal for your move to Ohio.
所以你只要是右脑很发达的人呢，你也许会用因着你的记录就决定搬到俄亥俄州。
Let's drop down to balancing the six pillars.
然后我们现在来看看在六个柱子中如何取得平衡。
The amount of weight that I'm going to place on each pillar will vary depending on the kind of question I'm asking.
所以在每一根柱子里面，我要怎么使用这些柱子，就是有很明确的那个，有不一样的用法，因着不一样的问题有不一样的用法。
The first kind of question is a relationship question.
然后第一个问题就是在关系中的一个问题。
If it's relationship, I'm going to rely upon two of the six pillars.
所以若从关系中来看，我要怎么样来看这六根柱子？
The first one's illumined scripture.
然后第一个就是启示的圣经。
Second one is journaling.
第二个就要用那个记录的那个柱子。
Illumined scripture is great for people stuff.
然后特别是启示圣经经文呢是对人很好很管用的。
It says forgive everything against everybody.
Forgive
everything against everyone.
What's that mean?
That means don't hold any grudges against anybody.
Okay, 他说要原谅任何人，不要去抵挡任何人。
All right, and if I journal about a person,
若是我在做一个跟那个人有关的一个记录，
God's going to say, Mark, look at their heart.
然后神就会对我说，马克啊，你看看他的心。
Pray for that wound in their heart.
为那个受伤的心祷告。
And so it's going to be very helpful in me having a good relationship with them.
所以对我来讲，最让我跟他有很好的关系就很有帮助了。
Category two.
第二点。
If I'm looking for directive guidance.
若是我寻找的是一个特殊方向的指引
Predictive guidance
就是很明确的一个指引
I'm going to use other pillars
那我就必须使用另外一根柱子了
I'm going to rely more heavily on peace or unrest in my heart
所以我要用的就是内心的见证是不是有平安有安息
And the counsel of others
然后要来辅导来别人辅导别人还有我的辅导的话
And what is life saying back to me
那就是要看这生命对我怎么说
That's the way I've decided to use these pillars.
那是我要决定如何用这些柱子的方式。
There's something you can jot in here.
那在这边你也可以自己来看。
Go up to that phrase that says balancing the six pillars.
然后在那边就是说六根柱石的平衡。
And write this in there.
在那边后面你可以写上这样。
Say this is a left brainer talking.
Left brainer talking. 那你就写说这个是左脑在说话。
This is a left brainer talking.
这是左脑在说话。
This is what I do as a left brainer.
这是我用我的左脑的方式。
If you're a right brainer, you're going to do it different.
但是你是右脑的话呢，你的做法又不一样了。
Because notice what I did.
你要知道我是怎么做。
I took my strongest gift.
我就可以，我先取得我那个最强的恩赐的部分。
Which was spirit anointed reasoning.
就是一个属灵的一个部分。
And I relied most heavily on that.
然后我要照着这个部分。
When I got into a demand or an intense situation.
让我能够进到这样很紧凑的一个层面里。
A demand situation is where I need precise data from the spirit world. Precise information out of the spirit world.
所以这个层面呢，就是说我要从这样取得一个资讯来进到这个层面。
If you're a right brainer.
若是你是右脑发达的人。
That means your strength is vision and intuition and journaling.
所以你的强比较强的部分就是在你的直觉跟意向的那个记录的部分。
And you're going to rely more heavily on that.
那你就在这个部分能够更多的去连接。
So each of us will work this out a little bit differently.
所以每一个人在运作的方式都会有一点点不一样。
We'll do some trial and error and mistakes.
然后我们有一些试验的部分，有一些犯错的部分。
And we'll find out what works the best for us.
那你就去找出哪一些对自己是最管用的。
And I'm just sharing with you what I found that worked the best for me.
那我所写在这边的就是说，写出我对我自己最管用的部分。
I believe there are levels of skill and dexterity as we approach the spirit world.
所以当我相信在我们要进到这属灵的部分的。我们会有一些不同的技术技巧能够带领我们进入
It's the same as the natural world
所以这跟我们这个天然界呢自然界还也是一样的
I can use a knife at the kitchen table
我可以
Fork and knife I can use that
我可以用那个刀叉在餐桌上用刀叉
But I cannot use a knife and do surgery on you
但是我不可以用刀叉来为你动手术
I don't have the skill and dexterity
而且我没有在那个部分的技术
Same is true in the spirit world
所以同样的真理也在这个世界上跟那个真理也是类似
I have one level of dexterity
我有这一个层次的这样的一个
Other people have a greater level of dexterity
然后还有其他人是有更多更广的一个这样的一个技术层面
Amen.
Amen.